books. This is a book that came out in the year 2000. The third book in the series is the longest book in the series in my books. In the novels, write the book in the first book. Books in the books. The fifth book is about to come out. Two books in the books. He does that in the books too.
Welcome to A Song of Babies and Puppies and A Song of Ice and Fire reread podcast for child hostages. I promise we will kill you. My name is Kay, and I've got a new dog fact for you. A dog will not eat the tongue of a liar.
Hi, I'm Chaz, and I'm wanting, all right? Wanting more respectful women.
Hey. Hi, I'm Janosch, and I'm the son of the harpy. It's been me all along.
I knew it! Fuck.
Now we can end this.
Oh, thank God that plotline's over.
Kill him!
Hi, I'm Ryan, and why do I stink of vinegar?
I don't know,
There's
man.
There's that vinegar bath, man. Wouldn't you know it?
Yeah.
Me when I'm a pickle.
It gets you every happens, time.
You know.
Yeah.
You and you're back from the fish and chip shop.
Yeah, oh, from the chippy.
Wow. Wow. These are some accents. Wow. Once
but
again.
It was not a good accent. When I started it, I could feel that it was nothing, and I just made it louder.
The fish and chip shop. The highness was interesting.
Can I get some more? Right, some
yeah,
white chips?
Is there any news this week?
No, there's no news. But maybe
anything in our mailbox?
No,
any
news.
Tickets?
Yeah,
no. Oh, I haven't
yeah,
looked,
did you check our emails?
I don't think so. I
feel like, but this was the episode where we talked about Make Them Pay was like just dropped yesterday.
Yeah,
true. That's why I'm asking right now, because this is the first day that we could have received the ticket.
Yeah, turn responding on the clock. This is the starter. It's
yeah,
every day
I have not
from
seen
now,
anything. I have
this is Make Them Pay watch.
I have checked the iTunes reviews we have. There's no new review, so listeners, like, you gotta start like writing some 5-star reviews and like include words such as
brilliant,
yes, thoughtful,
serious,
journalistic,
intelligent,
would be
insightful,
good to know a lot about theater.
Saying a lot of words right now. Yeah.
Like something like that. Like maybe
theatrical.
Say yes. One of the most respected A Song of Ice and Fire podcasts.
That's definitely true. I believe that.
I just wanted to say once again, like if you're famous and listening to us, like this is the
your
moment
chance.
Where you have to admit that. Like if you're all Shift X, just actually shout us out in the video.
Just say
you
I love
have
A Song
to get
of Babies and Puppies. My favorite host is Chaz.
Yeah. Yeah, you should say something like, you know who would be good to go to the theater to watch the Game of Thrones play? A Song of Babies and Puppies podcast.
Yeah. Yes!
If you
My
said that, like,
friend.
I think it would be very helpful.
And Emmanuel.
And Emmanuel.
Yeah.
They won't know who he is because he wasn't on the episode where we...
That's true.
Oh, no.
Get us 5 tickets. Come on. Let him in.
We're going to get a plus one each. Hopefully.
Yeah,
like,
a plus one each. And we're all bringing Emmanuel.
Yeah.
We each get 1/4 of a plus one.
Exactly.
If we combine it, we can bring Emmanuel.
This is like Solomon's baby all along.
Is there, like...
Yeah, it's Solomon's baby
cut
2,
us all
where,
into
where it gets cut into 4 pieces. Yeah, that's the...
Yeah.
Is
I'll say no,
way...
no, don't cut it into 4 pieces because then it's not valid and that'll prove that I'm the real ticket holder.
maybe I should change the iTunes tags so it includes theater.
Yeah.
That, would,
That's
that
a good
could
idea.
Be helpful.
Yeah.
I wonder,
kind
does
of
anyone
do theater
find
every day.
Us through the tags? Do we have listeners on any episode that isn't Narrative's Real Any Fuck My Wife?
We do, yeah, we do.
A lot of
There's
disappointed
also...
ones on the others, yeah.
Yeah.
There's also ratings
no one
on
anyone in this one.
Spotify also has ratings now, I noticed, but you can't leave reviews there. So that's a bummer. But
okay,
you know,
we have 20,000 listens.
Nice.
So I got one email on the Acer podcast at gmail.com, and it's It's a spammy mirror. I think it's for Irish dog food. So if anyone is interested in buying Irish dog food in bulk.
Is it a sponsorship for Irish dog food? Because we could chill that.
We could do that.
If they're like, we'll pay you $20 if they, to talk about our dog food.
Oh, no, they have liar's tongues in there, so it's not a good one.
Oh, no.
I will say we have 73 idiots. Listens on the episode I Like Your Outtit published 12 days ago.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, how many on the most recent
73
one?
Freaks out there.
I mean, you know, if an episode came out yesterday, you gotta give it like a month.
Yeah.
Well, this was the one before that one. This is 12 days ago. That's 2 weeks ago. The one that came out yesterday, we got 36 listens.
Well, just don't tell them that. Just show them the data on the Naruto episode.
Okay. Yeah, I mean... just give it another listen. Like, do the thing that the K-pop people always say.
Yeah, stream it again.
Like, keep playing it on repeat.
Stream it.
Delete it from your device. Download
if
it
you have
again.
Any, like, billboard spots, maybe?
Yes.
Like, in London?
Naruto is real and He Fucked My Wife has 1,077 listeners.
People love it.
Maybe...
Why?
You know, maybe print out the URL for the... Or, like, the QR code for the podcast.
Yeah.
And, like,
write not virus on it and then put it
pass it on to like some theater directors in London. That would be helpful.
I mean, you can use our like our nice little cover art that Reiner made.
Yeah.
I think it's a great herald. It very clearly explains what the podcast is about.
Maybe we should maybe we should like actually start like reviewing plays.
I think
on the
that would
podcast.
Be good. People might like that.
On the podcast? How are we gonna watch them?
I don't know if any of us has been to a play.
No, just review them. Don't watch them.
Yeah. Okay.
Just...
Yeah. In college, I went to a performance of The Tempest. Mm-hmm. It was like in a room instead of on a stage. It was a small performance of The Tempest for extra credit in my Shakespeare class.
Yeah,
that's cute.
I went with my mom, and we liked it.
That's interesting because The Tempest takes place on an island, as far as I know. So how did they put it in a room?
It was like
how can an island fit in
there
room?
Were some chairs and we just kind of sat there and the performers would like walk through the chairs and stuff, so it was like I was on the island as well.
Oh, that's nice. Crazy
immersive.
Yeah, it was immersive.
I think in every Shakespeare play they should pick a member of the audience and make them be in the play.
exactly,
you're Claudius.
Maybe they
now.
Could
I think there was audience interaction in that play too, actually.
Yeah.
I think there was like a stick you could have or something.
That's cool.
To my recollection.
I like
so
it.
Actually,
people get
I
very scared. People get very scared of audience participation. I enjoy it. I think it's fun to be included.
Yeah, I mean, I'll fucking bang a stick or whatever. I'll say, forsooth, whatever you need.
Forsooth, you gads. Hey, nonny, no.
Yeah, they should. How would they do that in the Heron Hall play? Like, just drag someone maybe the prince would, like, the tourney competitors would like hand like audience members their favor,
That would be
fun. I would love to like have a favor.
Favor from fucking Yaren Blacksail or whoever just some random guy who doesn't exist.
Yeah, and the Tempest experience is like so interesting because Heron Hall is also a place that like doesn't really exist in our world, so you'd have to imagine it on a stage. So I think that would be a very interesting challenge for the West End performers to do. And it would be, would be interesting for us to see and maybe talk about it. So.
Yeah, see live. Yeah,
I'd be interested.
So, that's just one slice of the type of review that you could be getting if you invite us.
You could get such an in-depth review. Listen,
we're really
we
thoughtful
know
people, actually.
So much about the world.
We've all been to college, by the way.
I have a master's degree.
We've all been to school, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Chaz has a master's degree. So
Yana has a master's degree.
You can have her undergrad, and then we'll all have been to college.
Yeah.
Yeah, Janosch has a master's degree in, like, theater or some shit.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
No, that's huge. Put that on the title.
Now they have to invite us, like... Legally,
we're making Janosch jokes.
I have my bachelor's in theater and media studies, and then the master's is on a media studies specification. But I got some lessons in like performance and stuff. So
yeah, so Janosch will know all about like lighting and costumes and jokes.
Yeah.
So
I've been in many plays. I was in a Terry Pratchett theater company for 2 years of my life. I've been on the stage.
You're still alive.
Oh, I can tell that you've been on the stage, Jess.
Wow.
It's your stunning beauty, you know. You can see it from so far away.
Mm. Yes. Right. Chess loves
art that is beautiful.
I love famously. I like things that are nice and make you feel good.
Like this book,
you know,
series.
It's like a striking kind of beauty, you know, like not the beauty you'd see on a billboard, but the kind of beauty that touches you personally.
Mm. Like the
I have touched many people personally.
Chess.
I mean, what type of beauty are we expecting from like the tourney at Heron Hall? Like,
wow, so true. Probably chivalric beauty. Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be bittersweet, I think.
Yeah. Oh, but there's gotta be some violence as well. So
the fake blood is gonna be in there.
Bloody beauty.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do that on stage with like blood packs and stuff. Mm. They don't actually bleed out.
I've seen Titus Andronicus. Yeah.
How do they taste?
Weird.
I don't know. I haven't been in a play that used them.
Mm. Okay, Chaz knew though.
Yeah, I've not been in a play that uses them, but I know.
No, it's
just bought them to taste them.
Yeah,
just check. Well, a lot of the blood that you want to do is like out of your mouth, you know. So you have to
like
taste
the capsules. Yeah.
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 And you know, maybe it tastes weird, as Chaz said, because she has personal experience, so she knows
nothing like real blood.
Because she has personal experience.
Who doesn't?
Yeah,
you gotta compare, like.
You'll have a little taste occasionally.
We've all had a little taste of blood in our lives.
We've all brushed our teeth a little too hard.
Yeah, me all the time. That's what my dentist is always saying. Please stop brushing your teeth so hard. And I'm like, no.
Please stop brushing your teeth.
Yeah.
But then you see the blood like leaking out between your teeth and you're like, this looks kind of cool.
It's like,
though.
This is like, kind of hot. Yeah. I think.
And then it tastes interesting.
Yeah, yeah, what I like is when I haven't flossed in a while, and then like I just get in there and it all starts bleeding out.
Oh yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah,
it's like you're a self vampire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then you take the mouthwash.
This isn't strictly related
to
theater, but it is visceral in a way. Theater is.
This theater is visceral. This podcast is visceral. Eating your own face
your
is visceral. Yeah,
it is. It's just a taste on how we would like discuss the violence presented to us.
And you know, it would be like tasteful. It would be engaged.
Like, as we say, like the fake blood, we have excellent taste, so it's all relevant.
But you know, there would be just you know a hint of you know our classic type of humors that people enjoy.
Yeah, the people like it. Yeah. Also,
the four humors is what they call us. Yeah.
Oh fuck, which one do you want? There's blood, there's black bile,
blood,
there's yellow bile,
like,
and there's phlegm, I think.
Yeah,
is the
phlegmatic, melancholic, sanguine. Yeah.
I feel like Chaz has to have blood. I don't know.
Sanguine.
You feel like the most blood of us.
Oh, that bloodiest, means I'm cheery.
Boy, bloody Chaz.
It means you're hot tempered, you know?
Thank you.
I guess I could be blood too. I feel like I'm usually going on about something.
And then who's phlegmy?
I'm feeling very phlegmy sometimes.
Okay, we'll give Reiner phlegm. Janos, do you want black bile or yellow bile? I feel like you're more of a yellow bile guy.
Really? What does yellow bile represent?
What is yellow bile? Yellow bile humors.
I'm just going on vibes, honestly.
Yellow bile is cleric.
Oh,
cleric.
I don't think I'm a
cleric. You're more cleric than me. You're more sickly than me,
I guess. I mean, but you
ambitious, decisive, aggressive, and short-tempered.
Kay, you're in contact with sickness like every day.
That's true.
I think that Janosz is black bile, which is melancholic.
I'm a melancholic.
No,
sure.
Fair. Yeah.
You're more melancholic than me.
That, yeah.
I mean, what is the pairing? It's like dry and wet and cold and hot, right? Like,
yeah.
Blood is like hot and
so,
wet.
Yeah, so blood is hot and wet.
So cool.
Phlegm is cold and wet, I think. And then yellow bile is dry and
hot.
Cold. And
then dry and hot is yellow.
Black bile is hot.
Oh,
black
dry and hot.
Is cold and dry.
Cold and dry. Okay.
Well, like my sense of humor.
if I'm reviewing that beautiful play. So, you know, you can see that we all have, you know, we know about the four humors, which is were invented at the same time as theater.
The four humors.
And at the same time as...
The four humors are satire, puns, sex comedy, and racism. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask where Panto fits in, but...
So it's in the racism.
Racism is like...
Wait, was
mental
I
slapped
by a
little
bio?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, but the four humors were also invented around the same time when the tourney at Harrenhal took place. So
yeah, that's exactly
it's the historical perspective that we're also bringing to the table. Mm.
Yes. All right. How about we move on to the chapters? Then?
Sure. Let's bring a perspective.
Everyone
on these...
can get to work. Yeah, this on, like, emailing chapters. The famous people they know, yeah. And they can listen to us review the chapters while they work on that. All right. So this week we read Tyrion 6. We're on chapter 21 of this book, and there's been 6 Tyrion chapters.
And everyone has been
not
jam-packed
good.
And full of action.
Yeah, each one better than the last.
Yeah.
And also Dany 4. So
each one
of
those
22
is better than
chapters,
the last.
So ten of them have been Dany or Tyrion.
And boy, does it feel like it.
These two.
You know, when
the
we
rest
say,
of them were John.
Like,
yeah.
When we say, like, what if the Winds of Winter is bad? If you look at the book right before it, this one not so good either.
Yeah. The signs are not pointing towards. I mean, we can't say this when we want to get invited to review a play, which I think will be good.
Well, the play will be good because the Tourney of Harrenhal was in the last book.
That's
and that
true.
One's the best one.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Who's recapping Tyrion. This Tyrion chapter?
Oh, I don't know, actually.
I think it's
you.
Is it me?
You're doing Daenerys. Yeah.
Oh, I'm doing Daenerys. This is Rhaenyra.
Yeah.
Alright, okay.
Alright,
take us away.
Tyrion has a cool dream about his dad hugging and killing him as the Shrouded Lord or something.
Yeah, this means nothing.
You know, just normal stuff. No,
like
it's just,
dream
I mean, it's just a random dream people have, you know.
What if I have a weird, horrible dream about my dad doing
but
that shit to me?
Then he immediately wakes up. He's like stinky of vinegar because
he's been a pickle.
He's been brined every
he's
day.
He's even smaller than before.
Yeah. Been clear.
Because apparently this helps against being infected with grayscale.
I believe it.
Maybe.
So it seems to have worked. Like, he doesn't seem to have contracted it.
Yeah, his toes are all working.
He's fine.
Like, the maester gets a knife out and says, like, stick this into each of your toesies and fingers and see if you feel anything.
Yeah, check your blood sugar.
Yeah.
Well, mainly see if you feel pain, right?
Yeah.
See if you feel pain. But also, you might have swallowed so much of the dirty, disgusting water that you're like getting the grayscale from the inside. We'll see about that.
Kind of scary.
I don't like that idea.
Yeah.
They don't really have it figured out. I guess it's just let's try this. Maybe it helps. Maybe it doesn't.
Yeah, anything can be the grayscale.
Yeah. Everything. Yeah. Obviously, because it's a Tyrion chapter,
you should drink
some...
vinegar, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he was asleep, so I guess they can't make him drink the vinegar.
Yeah, he's a very hungry boy. He gets some broth right after he wakes up. Obviously, because this is a Tyrion chapter, there's some talk about his cock, and if you, like, should test his cock also for a sensitivity and stuff. Because it's, you know, funny
what if
Tyrion?
I stab my dick? That would be good.
Yeah, what if I cut it off?
My dick is magic.
He
should foreshadowing for the end of the
chapter.
Yeah.
You know how people are like, Jaime lost his hand and Cersei lost her beauty, so Tyrion's gonna lose his tongue? Could lose his dick.
He's gonna lose his dick. Because we know that Theon hasn't lost his, like, that's the common mystery.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Theon only lost one ball, so Tyrion can lose a dick.
But then we need another character to lose the other ball.
But Tyrion's already lost his nose. To complete the set. So how does he smell?
That's true.
Like vinegar. That's the comedy of
that's
puns.
That's a classic.
That's one of our classic.
I mean, the nose is
plug.
The dick of the face, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Just stepping out
crying. I mean, that's going to be another interesting thing to see in the theater if they can do like good prosthetics for when some characters lose a a nose, maybe. So.
Or a ball.
Does anyone in the Harrenhal lose that?
Or one ball goes one flying.
Ball. One ball.
And hits an audience in the crowd to keep it.
We don't know all the ins and outs of the tourney at Harrenhal.
Ins and
they,
outs
they
of
will
the
surely add some new characters in it who might lose a nose or a dick, so.
Yeah.
I know. You might lose a nose, or worse, a penis.
It's such a classic theater.
No, you can't go into Harrenhal. Oh, wait, it's Lyanna, and she's dressed as a knight, and she says, I have no dick to lose, and then she wins the tourney.
Oh, she's so brave! Do you think that they'll confirm that it was Lyanna?
We must do, if that's the plot, right?
I mean...
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know.
With Charges involved in it, so I don't know. He's gonna read it.
I mean, well, maybe we'll see some new interesting takes on like gender in theater on stage. Like that would be interesting.
Finally.
Oh yeah.
Because
what if a woman wore armor?
Yeah.
I think that's crazy. They would never do that in a movie.
It's not
but
a movie.
On the play, on the grand
the theater,
stage, anything is possible.
You're allowed to do
the
it.
The magic
you know?
Of theater.
Yeah, sometimes I
a
mean,
a woman
I've,
could be a man.
Yeah, I've even seen plays where like women played men characters. And...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, maybe they'll hire a man to play Lyanna so that the gender roles aren't too messed up.
Yeah,
because like if they hired
Not
a woman to
theater.
Wear a suit of armor, like she would die. She'd
only gender begets. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we shouldn't go too far with realism in theater, right? Like a woman wearing an armor that just.
Yeah, breaks.
Like, you know, it's like a fantastical magical world.
We're not,
so, like, in Westeros,
you know?
Women can wear
And if, like,
armor.
A woman wears the armor, they have to, like, punch, like, boob holes in it. And
that's true.
Be, like,
yeah,
difficult
yeah.
To
you
make,
can't even
so.
Have, like, a boob armor plate. You just have to have holes there so the boobs can come out.
Yeah.
Else, how will people know you have boobs?
Yeah. But you're not allowed to stab the boobs.
No.
No.
That's bad chivalry.
That's
part of the Chivalric Code. If you see a maiden's tits, you may not stab her in them. That's an important one.
You have to stab yourself if you look.
Yeah. That's how Lancelot died. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
If you
anyway,
stab it, if you stab her tit, you have to marry her. Like, that's the
that's
the catch.
Yeah, and if you're married to a woman with stabbed tits, everyone's gonna laugh at you.
That's definitely not chivalry. You can't laugh at stabbed tits.
Yeah. You gotta.
I mean,
doesn't even know where to put it.
You know,
I'm drinking my respect, woman juice. I would just give her a firm handshake and promote her.
A firm handshake.
Yeah.
The respect woman juice coming out of the tit. Yeah.
Yeah. Raising my child on only the purest respect woman milk.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We're just killing time until you get back to the chapter.
Oh, yeah.
You have
trying,
to fight your way in.
Yeah,
that's the rule.
I don't, look, I so want to get back to this chapter, you know.
It's such a good chapter.
We learn a lot.
We learn a lot. Like, they are in.
We learned like five more of the pieces in Wizard's Chest.
Yeah.
That's important.
That is important.
Yeah. So they are docked in Sel'Horis, which is like an outpost.
It's like a place.
town for
Valyria.
Yeah. Tyrion gets the update that they have seen like a lot of soldiers like moving up and down the river, along the river, stuff like that. Griff and Septa Limor greet him. Limor hugs him. He's like, oh, I'm so happy that you're alive. And he's like, okay, I figured out everyone's deal on this boat except for her. Like, who is she? Like, why is...
she's wearing a different
Why is sexy woman
outfit.
Here?
Yeah. Tyrion's very confused.
Mm-hmm.
Why a woman wear a different
this?
Clothes?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah.
What happened to Septa Lenore?
I mean, he is the oddest guy, like, on this boat. Like, everyone's probably wondering why he's here.
Yeah.
I should be wondering. He's just randomly thrown in there.
A dwarf with no nose, that could be anyone.
We have sexy woman mystery.
It's better than a knife mystery.
Yeah,
sure.
Mm-hmm.
But a knife can be a woman.
Mm.
Yeah. Sword is woman.
Damn.
This dog is wife.
Dog is
exactly.
wife.
Exactly.
Yeah. His wife. So yeah.
As long as it's consenting still.
True. So yeah. A few of the guys are like going shopping into town, getting some supplies. Meanwhile, Tyrion and Young Griff have the big Savas game of metaphors.
I want to call him Prince Aegon now.
Prince Aegon.
Because I believe in his claim.
I think this is Aegon.
Sure.
It says Aegon,
this
though.
This is definitely
so
Aegon.
It calls, him, it calls him Aegon in this chapter. So we're gonna, as far as we know, this
Tyrion
is Prince Aegon.
Drinks and knows things, so probably.
He definitely drinks in this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we get a lot of stuff about, Aegon, like, his starting lineup is, like, very aggressive. Like, a young man, a young, like, unexperienced player
he's bad
would
at
do.
Chess.
Like, he's going for the quick win, yeah.
Tyrion's like, I'll fucking get you.
And Tyrion's
child.
Like, you should actually, like, keep your dragon back for a while. And then in the end, he loses because he gets his dragon back for good. Yeah. Whatever.
Oh, I've tricked a boy! Aren't I smart? I'm Tyrion!
Tyrion goes into this game. He's like,
so
I'm gonna
smart.
Fuck with this kid.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fuck up Prince Aegon.
There's this whole plan, and you know what? I would prefer if this guy fucking shot Cersei in the face. That's what I want him to do, so.
I think this is kind of cool.
It's pretty good.
In order to win this game, he is provoking this teenager by saying, hey, what if your aunt thinks you have a little dick?
Your aunt doesn't want to marry you.
I mean, he's not probably wrong. Like, I think he going to, obviously he doesn't know anything about the fucking Dany shit, but like going to Dany and being like,
he knows everything about Daenerys somehow in this one.
I know.
He gives us the whole summary.
He's wisely deduced.
He understands her personality from the rumors. He didn't even know she had dragons until a month ago, but now he knows.
He just knows it. Yeah, he's drank so much. He knows everything.
He's like, yeah, she's not gonna marry you unless you've like got something to give her, else like what, why would she do that?
Yeah, it's like you should turn around the other direction, go to Westeros, like start conquering there.
You can't pull a quit in my
own my stupid sister. I don't have any personal stakes in this, it's just the best tactic.
Why don't you go annoy the people that I hate?
Go and kill some people I don't really enjoy being
and
alive.
Then Daenerys is gonna be, ooh, cool, another Targaryen who is strong and doing war. I'm gonna fly right over there
like,
and marry
she
him.
She loves to rescue people.
Yeah.
She'll be mommy to you if you
look
like
you're
dying.
If you're in trouble, she's gonna be so mommy. You should depend on that instinct and go do something like really dangerous.
Daenerys is like really, really close to fly to Westeros. Like,
she's
about
so close to doing it.
She's like about to leave, so you gotta get there first and like...
Yeah. Aegon should go behind the wall and try to abduct one single white, and then Daenerys
and bring it in a box
and rescue
to
him. Yeah,
yeah.
She would be. Cersei's
Aegon
so weak right now. You should invade King's Landing. And again, he's not wrong necessarily in that. Like, Cersei is fucking weak.
The state of King's Landing that he presents, the state of Westeros, the state of the Westeros.
I think what Aegon needs to do is go.
Everything.
Have sex with Marjorie, then get sent to the wall because of it, and then kill Jon Snow there.
Then
I think it could work.
Kill Jon and Stannis at the wall.
Marry Jon.
Marry
Jon. Keep the North.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Empreg Jon.
Jon, Stannis, Davos.
Empreg Jon.
You have to make sure you're topping Jon. You can't be the bottom of the situation.
He's gonna go north of the wall, kill Jon. Convince Melisandre that he's the prince that was promised so that she can kill Stannis.
Yeah.
Everyone hates Stannis.
I hate Stannis.
Everyone hates Stannis.
It is funny when he's like, no one likes Stannis, so don't even worry about that shit.
No one likes Stannis.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
It's a very writer thing to be like,
he's just holding
Dragonstone
and
Storm's don't even
end.
Worry about it.
I think, like, to Tyrion, he probably doesn't think anyone does give a shit about Stannis.
He doesn't think about
Stannis. He doesn't even know that there's scary undead guys hanging out at the wall.
No.
Yeah.
Tyrion doesn't
know shit.
He hasn't drunk
he's
enough.
Just, he's read, more. Like, a sort of... INTJ Myers-Briggs analysis of Daenerys' personality, but he doesn't know shit about the wall or what Stannis is up to. He doesn't even know about like Ramsay Bolton.
She's a teenage girl, and that's how teenage girls probably think.
Teenage girls is they're more horny than you can possibly imagine.
He's not that wrong.
You need to be sexy.
I mean,
get sexier, and then you can win.
Yep.
It is frustrating that George writes Dany in such a way that Tyrion is right.
Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, he's his favorite character.
Yeah, Tyrion has to be right about Dany.
You can barely tell.
He's so wise about teenage girls because he loves fucking
them. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like at one point in this chapter, he's like, ooh, like, Dany can, like, give me her body and take my soul anytime she wants.
Yeah, fuck Dany.
Like,
if she's
She's taking souls. She can have my soul. I don't need it.
And then he sees the, like, Dany look-alike teenage girl that Jorah's fucking, and he's like, oh, I wish I could have had her.
I wish I could have traumatized this different girl.
Well, we'll get to that one. So the others come back. So he wins the game, and young Griff, or Aegon, sorry, gets angry and kicks the board.
He's
over
like,
and Tyrion
has to
pick up
the babiest baby.
Is
I'm
that
mad.
A metaphor that he like kicks away the board and like Tyrion has to clean up after him or something?
I think it's just showing us that Tyrion still has to be humiliated.
That foreshadowing.
Yeah, I was kind of noting this as like Tyrion has kind of not fully adapted to the fact that if he does his little japes in this situation, he can be killed freely.
He has no real protection.
Like, he doesn't have anything defending him. Yeah.
I mean, he's gonna learn that a lot. He's a bitch the next few Tyrion chapters are gonna be L after L for Tyrion, so he's gonna learn that.
They're all brought on by his
own. Exactly.
It's a learning experience.
This chapter is already pretty much an L.
But he's sort of, I mean, not to spoil you, but like, you know, this conversation is a fact that he has with young Griff, Aegon.
It is very funny that he's like, don't trust anyone. Now here's what you should do, and go do it. And he's like, okay.
Well, except me.
Didn't learn your lesson.
He's like, even after he like defeated him at Sevast and was like, I told you not to trust me.
He's the one telling me not to trust people. That means I can trust
him. Yeah, always trust someone who's just like
little finger neck dynamic. Yeah.
Just like little finger, it's not even the
oldest trick in the book. Yeah.
It's not even so much a question of like trusting Tyrion or not, and more like the plan that he presents is like attractive to someone like young, like
He's a little boy who wants to do a fight, and they're not letting him.
Tyrion
doesn't want to do a wedding. He wants to do a fight.
And I could like defeat the fucking could get the fucking Iron Throne, and it's just this guy's like evil bitch of a sister who sits there.
Yeah.
And the king is a child.
I can kill a little boy. I can kill a
boy. But again, like super, super vulnerable at the moment because they've just like fucked themselves over in the last year of war or whatever.
Yeah.
Cersei's like, oh, my boat. Where's my fleet gone?
Where's my fleet? Where's the sexy boat, man?
And Cersei sure as hell won't see it coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cersei has never seen anything coming.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. She hasn't even seen herself coming.
Yeah, she's never come. Oh. Poor Cersei. Oh. I wonder how she's doing. Right. Probably well.
Alright, so
she's seen that mirror lady coming.
Oh yeah.
And was disgusted by it.
Do you think she really came or she was just
I think she can't have really come. Yeah. I don't think Cersei has the skills. Like the level of empathy to know if someone's faking it.
No, absolutely.
Tina was faking, like 100%.
She was faking it, and Cersei was such a gifted lesbian lover, Cersei. And she was like, I'm disgusted by how easy she is to please.
All right, so Tyrion wins. Griff gets angry. The others come back with the supplies. The boat woman Isilla like looks at him and does like, stay away from me because of Grayscale. Don't touch any of the food. Which, you know, fair. So they get some stories about what's going on and what rumors are going around that basically like everyone's preparing to attack Meereen and Daenerys. So Holden, the Half-Maester, and Tyrion are gonna go into the city to, like, find out a little bit more from their informants or guys that Halton knows around here.
Am I stupid or is anyone else still finding it confusing remembering which city is which city?
Absolutely, not close to knowing.
Yeah, that's that one where that thing happened. And then I'm like, those
guys...
I mean,
Astapo is the first one she sacked.
Yeah.
Yunka is the one where she just, like, was for a second. Now she's in her
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the thing is that, like, none of them matter.
No, I know.
Yeah.
We've been to a couple of them. Some of them, they all had like crazy Orientals in them who fucked too much.
That's true.
And there were labyrinths.
They have, which is the city with the like the triarch and the like.
That's Volantis.
That's Volantis. Is that where they are right now?
They are in like an outpost of Volantis.
They're in Volantis.
Like they are in like Volantine lands. Yeah.
Okay.
But like not Volantis proper.
Yeah. Yeah.
Voluntary lands. Yeah. The land of Voluntary.
Voluntary lands. Yeah, Tyrion at one point, like, they go to the city and he's looking around and, wow, everything's so exotic. But also kind of just how everywhere
else
is. Yeah. But also similar. Wow.
Wow, they have slave. An elephant.
Slaves. The elephants. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they go to the city, they go through the harbor and they're like, the ugly, like...
I hate the sex slaves. They're so old. Ooh.
They're like 40 years old.
Well,
you should kill a sex slave when she reaches an unfuckable age.
Yeah.
Tyrion, if you could see the women,
maybe,
I want to fucking hurl.
Maybe this is where Tysha has gone, somewhere around here.
Ew, maybe she's 40.
Ooh, maybe she's disgusting.
She's still a teenager to me.
Yeah. How could she get older? Yeah.
I mean, how old is Tyrion?
30?
Like 30?
He's like 33. Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't it like late 20s?
Maybe.
I swear he's 30. Maybe there's information.
Wait, he said when Uriga was killed, he was 10, he says in this chapter.
He was 10, yeah.
So he's like, yeah.
And Danny's 15, right?
Yeah, so he's like in his like late
20s. He's like 25?
20s, I think 27?
Yeah.
Honestly? Something like that.
I'm checking if there's
He was born in 273.
Jamie, like,
what's the current year?
Early...
273. Okay, so he's 27?
Yeah.
Alright, that's fine.
Okay, so he's younger than me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Younger than any of us.
Wow.
Cool.
Tysha was older than him, wasn't she?
Like, a little bit.
Maybe, yeah.
I think, like, one or two years.
So she would be, like, 30.
Mm, yeah.
But...
Over the hill. Wrong side of 30. Yeah. It's over for her.
So
she's not going to make it.
Well, Tyrion's missing a nose, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like a year older than him, so she's like 28.
Yeah.
I kind of didn't realize until right now that he fucks teenage women because he wants the teenager that he lost.
Yeah, he's like stunted emotionally by being
like,
tortured by his father, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Normal man.
He sucks, actually. I don't like him.
Yeah. So they get into the city. They have a little bit with the city guards that they are like rubbing his head because apparently that's good luck. And he's like, oh, they should like suck my cock.
It's good luck to suck my dick.
That is kind of funny.
Oh,
I'm going to give him that one.
Yeah.
Oh, you think my head is lucky? Suck my dick.
I'm pretty sure the only thing the show adapted from this chapter are his dick jokes. I'm not joking. Like,
yeah,
I
don't
they actually
this
wrote
part
them
of
in
the show like a lot.
Like how
I don't know what happens. To
a dwarf's cock like brings good luck, and they kind of sell it. Yeah,
from
there
the point on, like
cock
I remember
merchant in the show.
I remember the trial, and then I remember him showing up in front of Danny, being like, "I'm the gift."
Yeah,
but I don't remember anything in between those two things.
Yeah, what does he do when he's like?
He also gets. Spoilers for end of this chapter, abducted by Jorah, and they go to Dany basically and get like,
the gift.
He's
enslaved on the way for 5 minutes.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay, he goes to Illyrio.
That's basically it.
And then I don't know.
Yeah, like he's very drunk at Illyrio's place, then he just goes down to Volantis with Varys.
Okay,
I think.
Varys takes him to Meereen.
Yeah,
versus
so
there.
It is literally just like
it takes him to Volantis. He gets abducted in Volantis and gets like slave traded to Meereen. And then
so this is not what's happening here.
No.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, they do have there's like a sex worker dressed as Daenerys in the show, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah. And that and Jorah's there. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but in the show it's like the sex worker like pays Tyrion because he's nice to her or something like that.
No, he declines. Like she do it for free, but
I could
he
never
declines.
Fuck
she
a
wants
slave.
To do it for free, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't do it instead because he's a good person.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the show, so I don't know. I would never watch that.
It's not very good.
Don't watch the show.
I don't think you missed anything.
Yeah, watch the Harrenhal play with us.
Yeah, well, I'll watch the play. Yeah. See, my mind is untainted by the television show. That's why you need me to watch this play.
Yeah. All right, so in the city, we also see a red priest who is like doing pro-dragon, pro-Danny crowd work, and it's
funny.
Like, oh, she's like, she's a prophet of the Red God or whatever, and like bringing the cleansing fire.
She's
blah, blah,
got
blah.
A dragon, yeah. Dragons
yeah,
are
a dragon.
Like,
look,
fire as it gets.
Guys. She has a dragon.
Come on,
yeah,
she's
got
three dragons, not
three.
Just one.
On.
One would be
isn't
crazy,
cool?
But she has three of those.
She has three.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Nobody's had a dragon in so long, and now she has three of them.
Unfair.
It's gotta mean something.
It's gonna. Three is a number, guys.
Three. Oh, don't you know about three?
Yeah.
Just like
you
our trial
about three dragons.
I don't even know about three. Yeah. So they continue on going to an inn, meet two other Savas players in like corner in there. Tyrion is like, "Oh, you're moving really badly right here," and the guy kind of scoffs and doesn't like him. But then he actually does lose. And has to go away.
He says a flood.
Yeah, a flood. Tyrion now has the honor to play Cavo Nogaris.
Quavo
Nogaris.
Yeah. Queso Nogaris.
Yeah. And Haldane is like, oh yeah, this guy is like some customs officer here. Like, he's really important also. He's such a good Savas player. I have never beaten him. Wink, wink. So he's like telling Tyrion to like lose on purpose, I guess, to like please this guy. This is at least how I read it. I don't know.
I thought he just lost.
I don't know. Like it seems very like weird to say, oh, I've never beaten this guy. Why is it talking about?
I felt like he was just like talking of Tyrion so that the guy would play him.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
No, he was talking.
But he was talking about
the other guy.
What?
Like this guy of Tyrion, I've never beaten this guy, but you maybe will. I read it as like play this guy, but like don't beat him because like that would like
if he
wins, he might tell us more.
I think it's more than just like
something.
I
like
feel
that.
Like if Tyrion won, he would. Have
I think
more
it, no, I think it was just like that guy is too good for Tyrion to even beat because like Tyrion always lost to Haldane, right?
Yeah, yeah, I think maybe. It's more like just.
I thought Tyrion was beating Haldane. No, Tyrion beat Haldane.
He beat him once.
Well, maybe
he,
once.
He like, won his whatever.
Yeah.
He beat him once.
Well, he was learning. He was learning.
Yeah.
And now he's a master.
Yeah.
That's my feeling, mostly.
Yeah. Whatever.
I think Tyrion got his ass.
Anyway, we get like the whole situation.
I think he was trying
the place
to win,
from this guy that like, oh yeah, the Yunkish have like bought one of the Triarchs and like... So now Volantis is like closer to going to war. There's a lot of like nasty rumors about Daenerys that are like part truths or like very exaggerated stuff about what actually has happened, except for that she's like fucking everyone.
She fucks men, women, eunuchs, even dogs and children. Woe betide the lover who fails to satisfy her.
Even Darion Naharis.
She gives her money body to men to take their souls in thrall.
Yuck!
Yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't care if your
she's
beard
fucking
has...
guys in pantaloons.
She doesn't care if your beard has two forks or three, or if your mustache is blue or blonde.
She likes that.
Yeah, she doesn't care.
Or golden.
She's kind of sick. Fuck.
She's riding every color of mustache. Yeah.
It's, I mean, spoilers for the next chapter, but like, when there's a full description of Dario, I was like, oh, he really does look like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, but I like this, that like a lot of the rumors are like kind of true. Like, how she's like.
Yeah, she does fuck a lot.
The slave, yeah. the slavers on spikes and how like the dragons are eating children or whatever.
Yeah, but it's fine.
I mean, it's yeah, it's war propaganda.
It's obviously not as bad as it sounds. Yeah. Come
it's
on,
fine. It's not as bad. But the worst thing, of course, is that the whole slave economy is breaking down. Like, ooh, everyone
hates
that.
All the people who own slaves are really scared. Their
they're
slaves
really
are going to kill
yeah,
them.
Yeah, all the slaves are like,
she's making the
they're
slavers.
They're getting ideas about like slave revolting or something. Oh, all the poor maesters can't sleep in peace anymore. Oh,
you know, I left my slave in the kitchen and there's
yeah,
slaves in
those,
there.
Those slaves, they're planning something. I don't know. People
are
getting scared.
My food.
The slaves are up to something.
The slaves are
I'm
up
getting
to something.
The feeling that my slaves are mad at me and I don't like it.
Yeah.
My slaves have unionized.
It's so funny. I had to do an essay when I was like in first year of my undergrad that was, did the Romans fear their slaves? And that was my essay. And I was like, which Romans?
Okay.
Which slaves?
And did they?
Sometimes, obviously. And then sometimes they didn't. This is such a weird question to ask.
I mean, there were slaves.
Yeah,
there
literally were.
So.
And then they got really upset.
Probably,
yeah. They were like,
was this like something
again.
You were supposed to know about? Like, did you learn about this, or was this like a research test?
I mean, they're all like basically research tests.
Was it just an opinion
yeah.
piece?
They're just like, they gave you some like sources.
What do you think?
And they're like, you can maybe use these if you want, because it's like a first year essay. But it's just like, I guess, like, can you make an argument? Because it's just a really extremely broad and funny question to ask.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's like, well, these guys thought the slaves were scary, well, but the guys before the slave revolt were less scared.
Yeah, I'm sure there were guys who were scared, and like, were the Romans scared of like the dark?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Some.
Were they scared of a boogeyman under their bed?
I don't know.
Oh, well, they slept flat on the ground. So.
Oh, that's
straight?
Why.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they were so afraid, yeah.
Did the Romans suck dick?
Oh,
oh
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, there was like, yeah.
That we
Cool
know
Cleon,
of.
Isn't that interesting?
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, wasn't Josh, there like one of the again. Like ashified things in Pompeii was like a guy doing the goatsy thing or some shit?
So it's sucking. It's,
mm-hmm. I've seen
it.
The goatsy.
One,
yeah,
no, a guy jerking off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, plenty of guys jerking off.
Rome,
yeah.
I've seen
all
their,
guys jerking
I've
off.
Seen their sexy
yeah, I mean,
mosaics.
When, yeah, when you're in the middle of 9/11 happening, like,
yeah, God, yeah,
you got
many
nut
people
one more out.
Died like mid jerking off in 9/11.
Oh, I see. Pompeii was their 9/11.
Yeah.
That's actually
yeah.
like that. One of the arrows on the floor in Pompeii, I've seen it. It's like in the shape of a penis. To say like this is the way to the brothel,
yeah.
and it's
uh-huh.
just like a dick in the floor. It's pretty
yeah,
good.
This way to the dick.
That's good.
Yeah. Although, you know, do you want there to be dicks at the brothel or like boobs?
It's no,
like
it's like
way,
that's where your dick
it.
Leads
it
you.
Means like follow your dick, you know.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
And that there are
oh okay, that's
there
was,
are loads,
it was
there are
like
loads of these which are like these charms which are like dicks with dicks. Let me send one
uh-huh.
in the general chat. Have a look.
Yeah, I've seen dick butt.
I've seen, yeah.
I know what the how a dick
Dicks,
can have a
dick.
Okay.
Dicks on dicks,
with
yeah.
dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, with some bells, yeah.
Oh, and wait,
yeah, and some
yeah,
interesting
cool. like
curvature on this one, but
we're not
I
very
know.
Far through this chapter.
It's a bummer.
Yeah. I mean, it's over.
Actually,
they just they go back to the boat and have a nice night's sleep, and
no,
the chapter
no.
ends.
You have to tell us the next part, right? You're the one who assigned the chapter.
Tell us about
okay.
the bear man.
Okay. So they are on their way back, and Tyrion like comes across a brothel, of course, and he's like, ooh, maybe Tasha's in there. And he's talking to her, and he's like, ah, I'm gonna, like, you know who really knows all the rumors everywhere?
It's sex workers
like,
when I'm having sex
the
with
sex
them.
Workers, yeah. I'm just gonna
I can talk to them for sure.
Go in
I'll
there
speak
real
the
quick
language
and,
that they speak
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, and talk to all the people, yeah, that speak the common tongue here. And Tyrion's like, okay.
Yes, yes, Tyrion.
Go in. Don't take too long. And he's
I need
like,
to test if my
weak.
Penis has
yeah.
Scurvy.
Scurvy.
It?
Has
yeah.
Yeah.
Scale.
It just feels
and
like
Ray
this
was
is
like scarlet
scurvy.
Rot, and I'm like, that's
so,
Tyrion has like, you know, had a shit time on the boat. For so long, and like, first he was drunk all the time, then he wasn't allowed to drink, and now he got like let out once, and
he didn't get to fuck anyone on that boat.
Yeah, and got to got to drink something for the first time, and like did a task, right? Like he did the task that was
he
was supposed
task.
To do.
Let him
fuck.
He
suddenly
his suddenly he's like immediately back on his worst behavior after
he's
like
been
one glass
he's been
of wine.
About to go back to the old me.
A little bit of goat meat or whatever they had at the pub.
The spiced goat meat.
Yeah.
It's got his dinner.
Ah, that's the horny spices in there.
Yeah.
So he goes into the establishment and talks to the proprietor, who like does not understand him at all, of course, because they don't speak the common tongue here. Oh, he understand him. But he somehow manages to...
He says, dick in.
Yeah,
he's
like... Me and
wine. No.
Yeah, so he...
Why do you think I'm here?
Yeah.
My penis in woman.
Yeah, he like says it in old Valyrian and apparently like...
Is this romantic going and like speaking Latin?
Enough. go to Italy and order in Latin, yeah.
Yeah,
but he manages to get a sex slave and a room and some wine. And the sex slave is like not responding to anything he says because she also doesn't understand him, so he just...
And she's a slave! She's a sex
slave!
Yeah,
what do you expect
she
to
is, like, horribly traumatized already.
So
she's
just
dead inside.
Like,
isn't that crazy?
He just undresses her.
Huh, this felt like
let me fuck
sex
her one more
cord.
Time, make sure
she might not be dead inside.
Yeah.
I'm dead inside.
He did come in, like, two strokes at first.
Yeah.
So
like, he undresses her, like, he... She just
He's like, looks like she's from Westeros, but she doesn't speak the common tongue. Maybe she was abducted as a child and sold into sex slavery.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Let me fuck her twice.
I wasn't sure the first time,
maybe
now
a second time
I'm in disgust. I feel like I can go again.
He
vomited the first time and then went back for more.
Yeah.
I feel terrible
about
myself,
but
I'm already here.
Yeah.
I already paid.
He sees that she has marks on her back from being beaten, being whipped. So he feels really bad for what he did and gets really
drunk.
He
throws up and he's like, oh, I'm so drunk that I threw
up.
He doesn't acknowledge that he feels bad, and that's why
he's from the wine.
Yeah.
She's upset now because she's going to be blamed as
probably,
well.
Yeah, Griff is going to be so mad.
So he just, rapes her a second time, then throws her out of the room, sits there for a little while, feeling bad for himself I'm so drunk, I'm so...
What a
I'm
night.
So horrible.
He does a cartwheel.
He stumbles down the stairs, saves it with a cartwheel, everyone claps, and then there's like a big knight from Westeros greeting him in the common tongue. Just saying, imp, over here. And he sees this, bald, hairy guy.
How did you know that's my name?
It's a bear man.
How could you know to call me?
I'm just
YOLO.
I'm Hugor Hill.
I'm YOLO.
YOLO.
I'm YOLO.
I'm Hugor Hill, but I am also known as YOLO. I have two names.
I'm not
But not a third one, so don't try it.
No, it's not... It's not Tyrion. But it's not him.
This guy is looking right through him, and he draws his sword and says, I'm gonna take you to the queen.
You're the gift.
But what queen could he mean?
I'm gonna make a gift of you.
I'm the gift.
That is like George's
Let's
attempted
get into
trick for
my
this chapter,
rowboat
because...
through old Valyria.
Yeah. Oh, because Cersei was like...
Because earlier he said to the girl, like, cut my head off and bring it to Cersei, and she'll, like, give you a bunch of
money.
Yeah,
so this is like...
So then someone else says, I'm gonna bring you to the queen.
Take you.
You could be like, oh, dude.
I was not tricked by this at all.
Well, I wasn't.
Well, it is
I know
obviously
who,
Jorah, so.
I know who Jorah's queen is.
Yeah, Jorah would never call Cersei the
guy
queen.
Look, we hate Jorah and we hate Tyrion
but
I gotta say, this is...
No, this is
the
worst.
Guys with fucked up vibes gang here. Like,
this is
they're
the worst road trip pairing imaginable.
Two worst guys you know. Nightmare, I do like the vibes are so fucked.
I do prefer this to like Tyrion being in King's Landing and like seeing Shae and that whole bullshit. Because at least now we know he sucks, and they're like, "Oh yeah, Tyrion fucking sucks."
Yeah,
he's with the guy who sucks. Yeah. There's like horrible dudes everywhere. Isn't it terrible? Mm. And I'm like, I do fucking hate Tyrion.
And I love seeing Jorah like this, right? Because we've only seen him like from Dany's perspective, and she was always like, "Oh, but he's in love with me. He's been cuffed by some other guy.
He's just like a big nasty
dude that everyone hates.
And then this one, in like Tyrion's description, is just like this scary, fucked up guy.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know what's crazy is Tyrion like does a bunch of terrible shit in this chapter, and I still kind of hate Jorah more. Just
I know,
trying just to fuck a teenager who looks like Dany.
Yeah,
I think because I mean, like, even though it's like not like Dany, a great excuse, I feel like Tyrion's trauma is very real and like awful, and then Jorah's trauma is just like
Jorah's trauma is so fake.
Like, oh, my wife didn't like me very much.
And then this child also didn't like me. I married a young, beautiful woman, and she didn't like me for some reason,
just because I'm old and stupid.
Yeah, and I'm growing older, and I still want to marry children, and they don't, they won't get me.
Yeah, bunch of cool guys.
The Targaryen heir doesn't want to marry me, the Bear Knight.
She wouldn't marry me. Someone who was a father figure. I was trying to be a father figure to her, and she still didn't want to have sex with me.
Dudes will walk into a brothel and say, "Give me the girl who looks most like my crush."
That is such a guy thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, oh, close
give
enough,
me the
right?
blondest, youngest girl you have, and I'll be happy.
I mean, that's a classic thing to, like, in Book of the New Sun, there's a, like, in the first one, Shadow of the Torture, there's, like, a brothel where they only have sex workers who look and dress like the king's concubine, so you can have the power fantasy.
Mm. Oh, you could be the king.
Does this happen in real life?
Like, oh, I want the one that looks like that one. Like,
it's a brand tie-in, you know.
I mean, I know guys walk in wherever and are like, "I want the redhead or whatever."
Yeah,
you know? I guess, just like Tyrion.
I want the one who looks like Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
I mean, he walked in and said, I want someone who speaks my language.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't know.
Didn't manage it.
I want someone who reminds me of my childhood trauma. This is going to be good for me.
I want my childhood trauma.
This is how you get over it, you know?
I think it's going to be good. Let's just, like, have a bad time.
Yeah, let me rape another woman just the way I raped the woman I loved. Mm. This sounds good.
Yeah.
Anything else to say on this chapter?
Yeah.
I have just fucked a corpse. It's just a fucked up thing to think. Like,
yeah,
and then going
and let me do it one more time. Yeah. I guess to be sure.
Like, but like, that was his original trauma as well. It was also like all the knights had already raped her, and then he had to go again. Like it was like he just does the, he just becomes Tywin in his own mind. Like, he's telling himself to like go.
He
again.
Became Tywin in his own mind earlier in this chapter too, when he like took all the slights of his own life and put them on a boy. You can't trust anyone.
I love betraying everyone you ever loved, especially your brother. I need to say this, like, the most.
Yes.
You can't trust
your
father figure.
Your dad. You can't
He's
trust
leading
your
you
brother.
Astray.
He's got one hand. You can't trust your evil sister. Women. You think your beautiful relative you want to marry is gonna marry you, but she won't. Yeah.
She'll never fuck you.
It's so hard
you're so
to
sure.
do it successfully these days.
Women are bitches, and especially if they're related to you.
Yeah.
I think it's like, I mean, I think it's a horrible chapter, but I do think it's a good, like, crystallization of Tyrion's mental state at this stage. And he's gonna experience, like, the most L's for a while. Like, he could have just gone back to the boat. He had, like, a cushy position, you know? He was, like...
Yeah.
He was,
yeah, he didn't have to go fuck a slave, did
he?
No,
he had to go
fuck,
and again,
that fucked him up. Like, it always did. Like, it literally always does. And I guess that's, like, his thing, right?
Because he got to drink once. Like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he got to drink the mead
as he... Tyrion horny.
Immediately,
Immediately,
now my pee-pee also needs to be satisfied. Like, I can't just... Just jack off. That could have solved it.
He tried that.
Just jerk off. He says he's tired of his fingers, I guess, at one point in this chapter. He's like, I'm tired of jerking it with my cold, sad hand.
With myself. Yeah.
I'm tired of watching a woman wash herself in the river and jerk off.
Vegetarian,
everyone
would love to be in that position. What more do you want than to see a MILF swim?
Yeah. There's like a sexy MILF on a boat waiting for you.
I think he's tired
She'll do banter with you.
He's tired of being alive.
She's mysterious.
Also.
You know she bathed you in vinegar. Yeah.
She
was like,
she
not all of us.
Yeah,
not, you're not the only one who's worried about being recognized, Aegon child. Like, what's going on there?
She put on a sexy outfit.
Yeah.
She's a hot nun.
She's maybe Ashara Dane. Or I don't know who she was supposed to be.
Epic bag fumble of history. It's not good.
Maybe Tyrion should try getting
I think
to
Tyrion
know
fucked
one.
Up here.
Yeah. I'm gonna say
perhaps he will.
I think he made it, but I do like I do like this chapter for that, like for seeing how like from a good position he ended up being in a way.
Yeah,
way
he's just
worse
drilling
position.
Down all the time.
Like, yeah, this is like
I think that's like good writing.
Yeah.
Like I think
it's,
even
it's
the,
funny he got kidnapped again.
Yeah.
He is being like just taken places a lot at the moment.
I mean, he's small, you know, you can just put him in your pocket.
Just pick him up, put him under your under your shoulder. Yeah. Oh.
Take
it
away.
Yeah, what if your, like, your horned dick leads you into Jorah more?
That's the worst,
like,
the worst scenario.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
Mean, like, my dick, my dick's taking over places I would go with a gun. But it's Tyrion.
The punishment for being horny, yeah. I'm gonna say it's very good that George, like, as horrible as it is to read, like, wrote this scene, like, leave no doubt or, like, no possible
Tyrion is doing a very bad thing here.
Yeah,
folks.
It's not like even the sex life is kind of going along or, like, playing along or anything.
No,
like, oh,
yeah,
just
again,
doing
it's
my
like,
job.
Reading what happened in the show
like
where it's like, oh, the sex worker, like, offered to have sex with him for free and then he refused because
yeah,
he
I mean,
missed Shay. It's, like, so crazy. And it's such a crazy, like, idea of who Tyrion is as a character.
Yeah.
Especially, and it's again, it's the same thing as, like, him killing Shay and in the show it being like, oh, she tried to kill him first.
Yeah.
And obviously she didn't. It's just, like...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he just murdered her.
It was self.
He wants to own her. Yeah,
we've all been there. We've all
he
had
wants a
our
cosplayer
pretend
his
girlfriend have sex with our dad, and then ended up killing both of them. I think that's
yeah.
And she was 18.
And she was 18.
Yeah.
And hands of gold.
Always
cold.
Yeah, and then you're like a single tear
just like
down
just
her
like
Etrian eyes, you strangle her.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tyrion's a little nasty guy. Mm. He's like kind of a like a bad guy.
He's like what if you had a character who was like like traumatized from birth, was raised in a horrible way and then had like these experiences happen to him and also had like a large amount of power and wealth, but also like a huge psychological like he's just like psychologically broken, but has a lot of power, and he can just go around and do what he wants.
Tyrion is just like, oh fuck,
yeah,
I have to
like,
perpetuate
like,
these cycles.
You have
the
power to end these cycles.
But he like
let
he
me,
barely
let me spin
has
this like circle of violence a little faster. Let's go.
I feel like he barely even has quips left.
Yeah, his
point.
Like quips
like,
are weak.
It's
well, he had quite a few
all
dick quips this chapter.
Yeah,
yeah, it's all like
but
about
those are just like he doesn't even have to think of them. Like it's just he's hardwired.
His heart isn't even.
No,
in
that's
dick
the.
Quips.
I mean, that's the only thing
so
he's
sad.
Thinking about is his dick, and that's why. Like, well, that and Cersei.
I mean, yeah.
He thinks
I
about Cersei. His dick's
related.
Also wanting to be dead. He thinks about that a lot. He's like, maybe you should just kill me. You should just kill me. I would love to be killed. Why did I not die? You should have let me drown. Why am I not dead right now?
Oh wow!
Well,
on your
better
right
go
now.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I wish the sex worker would kill me. Yeah.
Yeah. I wish I was a slave. Yeah.
Yeah. I wish Jorah Mormont fucking shot me in the head.
Remember you said that.
I think he's gonna try to not be dead. I think when it comes down to it, he's not gonna be
probably.
Dead.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
It's not dead yet.
We'll see.
That's all we can say. All right, next chapter.
Yay!
Yay! You guys promise. Come on.
Okay.
One more time.
Yay!
All right, next chapter. Yay! Yay. Danny time.
Daenerys Targaryen.
Once again, Daenerys Targaryen.
I can't wait to see
Daenerys Targaryen.
Can't wait to meet.
I hope she's not up to the same thing as the last.
I hope Skahaz is there and Resnick.
Unfortunately,
and
none of them are here. But there's some other guys with names.
What about his Darth?
Maybe his
every single Danny chapter is Danny being given three video game alternate routes, and then like sort of vaguely choosing one, but also being like, I don't know.
But it's like the worst video game you've ever played.
She never goes anywhere. Yeah. People just come to her.
That is what it's like, right? It's like she doesn't do anything.
Two nice children in this one. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like there's a meeting
and
for
another,
you, Danny,
and then she's
and
like,
another.
This is giving me a quandary.
Yeah, then Paris then comes, gives a little bit of lore, leaves again.
What's the thing she always says?
And then next time people are mad
and
or happy about
talk,
the
and
choices
then I do
and
the
they
same
come
thing.
And talk about those.
So,
look.
At least she's surrounded by fantastic characters such as Galeza and Queza.
Galeza's kind of
she
cool,
sings.
I guess.
She's children.
Yeah, she's
kind of like
a new
old got green eyes and she's like a hot older lady. There's
yeah, she's
like
a hot older
Danny's
lady.
Favorite hostages are serving the food who are related to her.
Who doesn't
so
have
that
two favorite
Danny's
hostages?
Favorite
I guess it's supposed to be ironic.
You shouldn't play favorites with your hostages.
Theon was
bad hostage keeping. Yeah.
And she's like, wow, I love how she sings. That's nice. And the Green Grace is like, cool.
I love this girl, Queza, and also this boy, Grazar.
We've heard of them before. I like how Grazar. This is, again, another Danny chapter thing. I love these characters I just introduced in this chapter. Like, when she was like, not Missandei's favorite brother being dead.
I love the... that's what I was going to say. Like,
favorite
sword,
brother, Chef.
The one who died. Mizandi's brother.
You know what's funny is that he'll introduce them like we should know them and we don't and we're like whatever, but then when they come back again I'm like, oh, from before.
So
that's the guy who died.
Even though there's still nothing. Like she mentions the like harpist who was killed in this one. And I'm like, oh, the harpist. I remember that.
Yeah, so this woman comes and she's like, oh, Danny, it's so good to see you. You're so wonderful. If you've been sleeping, you don't look very well. You seem very tired. And then Danny gives her, like, and us, I guess, like, an update on the fight. The mother's men are firing arrows.
It's stressful.
Warthian and the Skezdan. I can't keep track of what's going on. There's so much shit happening all the time. But some people wanted an alliance. She tried to make an alliance,
and
they didn't let her do it.
That one's blocked.
They killed her envoys.
There's someone named Mentaris.
Our favorite guy, Mentaris.
There's a blockade in the river.
She's like, can you pray for me? And she's like, sure, whatever. And she's like, oh, there's been more murders. They killed some. They killed like some freed woman weavers, and that was sad. And then she's like, wow, it's so interesting that they've continued killing people and yet you haven't killed the hostages that you took to ensure that they wouldn't kill more people. She's like, but they're little baby children. I should never do that. And it's like, well, that's kind of the point of having hostages.
Yeah. Maybe you should.
You're running a daycare.
This is why I think my conclusion at the end of this chapter is that, like, Danny is bad at this and she should be killing more people. Because, like, this is, like, a half-hearted way of doing anything. You can't, like, achieve anything.
It was kind of like, she took these child hostages because that's the Westerosi way, to take a child hostage. But she kind of didn't fully think through, like, what
but
you
it
do
works
with
in
hostages.
Yeah. In Westeros, it
like,
works.
Oh, it's Westerosi
because they're like,
to take a child
hostage?
This
is the thing you do, and now we won't fight each other. Whereas these guys are like, well, we're just going to continue doing covert murder because there's no consequences.
You're going to kill a child?
Oh yeah, this...
you won't kill our child, so I don't care.
Oh yeah, this child is gonna sing to you. Like, how does that affect us?
Do we ever get like any example that like in Westeros they actually kill like the
but it's sort of like the guess right thing where it's sort of
it's just like,
yeah, it's
oh,
like everyone agrees
me.
Not to do it.
You got
as
the
long
child,
as they all agree not to like
yeah.
try and kill each other again. The hostage system kind of works.
Yeah, yeah.
It's also kind of
more of a
it's
social
kind of
contract
of a punishment than,
an than
a threat
thing.
Too, because
yeah.
it's like mm-hmm. like with Theon, like he doesn't get to grow up in the Iron Islands with his family.
Yeah.
Like they can't use him anymore.
Yeah.
And so like they basically don't have
yeah.
an heir anymore.
But like
Theon
sometimes
is, like,
they do go back,
fine.
But
yeah.
then it's also like now they've been raised in an environment where they're like gonna be friendly towards them as well. So there's like less likely there's, I mean it doesn't work
yeah.
as much with Theon because the fucking
yeah.
they're so insane.
Yeah.
The Iron Islanders that they you know,
yeah.
it doesn't quite work.
But, like, there's evidence that, like, Barristan is doing it right, because he's, like, teaching the boys,
yeah.
like, the ways of Westeros,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Like, he's, like, trying
yeah.
to, like, westernize them,
yeah,
because
Barristan is
so
from
had,
there, like, he knows
yeah.
how it works.
He knows what to do with a
he
child.
He has experienced
how
before.
It works, yeah. So he's like, well, this is what you do. So you raise
yeah.
them like they're your kids, basically. And then they're loyal. They're loyal to you.
Yeah, you
yeah.
get free kids from this. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Barristan also keeps saying shit like, Khaleesi, how about
he's
Westeros?
Trying so hard.
No. If you would permit me to be so bold.
This is so funny.
Have you heard of Westeros? It's so cool there.
Yeah.
There's the throne with your name
chapter,
on it,
so funny.
Yeah.
My beautiful queen.
People are waiting for you.
Yeah, so this woman is like, you're not killing the hostages. I don't know what you're doing really here. We're so glad that you wouldn't do that.
But why don't you kill
did
my
you hear
grandchild?
That the Butcher King of Astapor yeah. is dead, and then Cleon the Second appeared and took his place, and then was also murdered, and then his killer claimed the throne with like his concubine, and now there's like more chaos. And she's like, that does sound bad. And so she's like, you should really marry. It would make everything like a lot easier if you were to marry, because then we could have a king, and he could do stuff like kill the child hostages.
Women are too weak to kill the child hostages.
Like, who should I marry? And she's like, well, his dad Zalorak would be great. You remember that guy? He's the one who loves the fighting pits. And Danny's like, why? Like, what's the point? And she's like, well, it would like make people would sort of enjoy that, because then it would be like, oh, there's a continuity of bloodlines, and we know him. You know, he's like a guy that we like.
Yeah, you could, like, get... We would really like if you were, like, hugely Gargante, big and round. All our people would be, like,
which
huge
kind
of
fans
like, of
that. If it's what you do if you conquer a place, right? You, like, marry the queen or whatever, or the daughter of the king to, like, cement your place.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the issue of, like, Dany being the queen. Like, if she marries someone, like, she won't be as in charge
gender
anymore,
roles, yeah.
just based on gender
roles. I mean, that's
roles.
What, like,
yeah.
the Demoth Tales did, yeah. right? Like, the first one, like, came over on Nymeria and married like the Martell.
Yeah, she'd have like consort, yeah. king consort, but not like the king.
Well, it would be queen.
No, because the consort is like the guy who's consort means like they're not
yeah,
king.
That
king.
Was
yeah, that's
Prince
like Prince Philip,
right?
He was king consort.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't
yeah.
the king consort though,
yeah.
was he?
Because he was king, and that he was like the male. He was the male.
He was. He was the prince. No, he
yeah.
wasn't the king.
Yeah,
he
wasn't
like,
he king.
Was
he was just, yeah.
yeah.
But you could have also called him
I think
he was the dad from the royal family.
He's like the dad, but he doesn't have,
yeah,
the,
he made
he doesn't have the powers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, not to, like royal family explain you, but I think, like, don't they not do, like, king consort in the way that the British royal family does it? Isn't it not, like, the actual legal role that he has? Like, some monarchies
yeah.
have a king consort, but
I don't know,
the British one doesn't.
Yeah, he was prince.
Because he was prince. He was never a king consort.
He was
yeah.
prince consort.
Like, he was technically in the role... He was prince.
Yeah.
He was technically in the role of what would be a king consort, but I think the British
yeah,
monarchy
probably.
Doesn't actually use that.
But I'm talking more about, like, in the case of Daenerys, like, he would be, like, he would be like
yeah,
her husband,
yeah.
but he wouldn't be in charge, is what she's... I guess she's hoping... Oh no,
yeah,
I know.
But
they're like,
really
if there was a king, it would make your life so much easier. And you could take some of the load off.
I hope
yeah,
it didn't
if there
have
was
like
a king,
a,
you
yeah.
could just have babies.
They didn't have a
like
monarchy
that.
Here anyway before. So, like,
yeah, and
whatever.
We were saying, like, yeah,
yeah.
If she was.
Like, she's establishing.
If she was, yeah, if
the
she
monarchy.
Was like, a man, then she would have, like, stolen a beautiful woman princess to be, like, the husband. Mm. Yeah, to, like,
yeah.
solidify the rule. But it just makes it more complicated because she's a woman.
Doesn't it
she's
always?
Like,
This is just also meaningless because all the like arguments in her head is like, oh, if I marry his daughter, then Skahaz is gonna be mad, but I can't marry Skahaz because Skahaz is a Kandak, but his daughter is a Lorek.
And then Barristan is just like, neither of these guys can like, be king of Westeros. You can't marry these guys.
Like, what
and
are
go
you
to
trying
Westeros?
To do here? I just want to know.
I like the little bit where like she's asking, she's like, can't I marry the shave?
Yeah, can I marry shave?
Like,
I don't know.
Why Laura?
She's like, it doesn't matter. I can't even have children.
She's like, no, but like she's explaining. Okay, like you're not from here, but like this guy
the
is like from the
his bloodline. Sucks,
from the big
actually,
royal bloodline. Yeah, it's like probably like the Westeros equivalent of like, oh, why do
I have
to
marry
the Targaryen and not a Clegane? Like, what's the difference? Yeah.
you don't even know. She doesn't even tell the difference between
Kandaks and
Lorax about this place she's trying to rule.
She doesn't even know.
The green grace lady's like, oh, well, I so happen to have Hizdahr in my pocket right here. it's what I prepared earlier, and Dany is really fucking pissed off. She's like, ugh, I can't believe this woman's trying to like do my social calendar.
Damn it.
But I guess I have to do this. So Hizdahr arrives.
We got to talk about this like paragraph before where he's like, oh, I can't have children, but I did have other children, such as Star Wars Shield, Miss Andy's brother who died, or the woman Rylona Ree who had played the harp. No marriage could ever bring them back.
I'm pointing at the page, you say, I remember them from last time, I'm not caring about
Star Wars Shield.
Yeah. Except Miss Andy's second brother, Star Wars Shield 2.
It would have been. Like, it's just so incomprehensible that we didn't.
Younger brother.
That we didn't learn, like, Rylona Ree, her favorite harp musician who played the harp so beautifully, and we only learn about it, like, after she's dead.
Yeah. I like that the earlier when the weavers were killed, Danny's like, fuck, I have one of their
pieces
in my bedroom. Like, okay,
I knew his body of work. I'm so sad that this musician's dead. She's so
whatever,
funny.
Danny.
Yeah,
I heard
it was
one song.
She's fake.
She's so fake. Fake ass white girl.
I'm so sad about it. It's really upsetting that these weavers whose names I don't know died. So Hizdahr appears and he's like, I know what you want. It's you want to marry me, Hizdahr. And she's like, but I don't know if you're fuckable to me. Like, I appreciate all these things you can do for me, but I don't know if you're fuckable.
Can you
let me just try something? What if you made out
please?
With me right now? Hold on, do it. And then she's like, "This is not stirred. There's
the
no
right
tingles
now.
Happening.
No.
Oh,
all right.
Sorry,
not feeling any tongue.
He didn't even try to slip her the tongue. What was he thinking?
He should have been a bit more like, but he can't really. He's not into it.
He really didn't even try. Come on, dip her. She's a teenage girl.
Yeah, do something sexy. I don't know, kill a guy.
You're an adult man, and she's a teenage girl.
Yeah.
Just
tongue her. What?
He's like, you're like super sexy, so obviously I want to marry you, and also I want to be king and have a crown, and that would be cool for me. And she's like, what if I were to go to Westeros at some point? And he's like, you know, what if my grandma was a bicycle? That's fine.
What if my grandma was bisexual?
Yeah.
Like, what is it?
You know, things happen in the future. I take each day as it comes. I'm kind of a living in the moment kind of guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what you want
you'll
as a king, you
Westeros,
know? A kind of a
you'll probably perish. Who said
kind
that?
Kind of outlook.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hizdahr is,
you'll be killed the instant we're wet.
Just living on. Yeah. Kind of a vibes guy. You know,
kind of a vibes guy. I'm sure you're very smart, but if you marry me, I'm sure everything will be cool.
Yeah, maybe one day you will get to love me, and like maybe one day you will enjoy my kisses.
Yeah, you might like it eventually.
Also,
some people grow
certified works.
Yeah,
it works. I have bastard children.
Two women out of wedlock. Two children.
I have some bastards, so
maybe
don't even worry
woman.
About that.
Yeah,
my dick works.
And she,
I like when they call them natural children.
Natural children. Natural children, yeah.
I did not use any blood magic to create these children.
Danny's like,
just my dick and balls.
Yeah, it goes, it zooms in on Danny's face, and she's like, yes, my child was natural.
Natural.
I have both of my two balls, which is becoming rarer
and
rarer.
And the shaft.
And the shaft.
Mm-hmm. She's like, if I marry you, will all my problems go away? And he's like, men were made to suffer. So jot that down.
We all have problems every day, Danny.
She's like, my pussy is not wet for you, but if you can stop people being murdered for 90 days, then like maybe I
could make my pussy.
Then maybe I'll marry
slightly
you.
Moist, maybe.
Yeah. Like, nothing gets me hotter than people not being murdered.
No murder.
Even though that's, that seems to not be the case, but... and he's like, well, that's cool, I can do that, because I know exactly who's doing the murdering. Wait, what?
No, wait, not me! Not me!
I'm not involved in the Sons of the Harpy, but I can make it so that no one's murdered for 90 days.
Yeah, I find the Harpy.
We're all trying to find the guy who did this. Don't even worry, Danny.
And Danny's like, well...
So he's wearing the Harpy costume.
The Shave Pay won't like it, but Raznak will like it, but I don't trust him because he wears perfume.
Who is Raznak?
Oh, the perfume TV show!
And a scary woman told me to be scared of that, so I'm appropriately scared of that.
Yeah, a woman in a mask.
A woman in a mask said, don't trust that
guy. She also said I'd never get pregnant again. No, wait, that was...
No one else saw her. Yeah.
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 She was a ghost. A ghost came and told me, watch out.
She was French.
A French ghost.
Oh, no.
She wasn't
a French ghost told me natural body odors only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Le fantasme.
It wasn't that boy smell. And then... Barristan appears out of nowhere from where he's been lurking because he's like the most wet.
That's his.
He's the most Westerosi man you've ever met. He's so good at all of it. And he's like, so I couldn't help but notice that you said that you're going to marry his dad, Zalorak. And she's like, yeah, I did say that. And he's like, have you considered not doing that and going to Westeros?
Go to Westeros and marry any man there instead.
You could just stop doing this thing that you keep trying to do and doing it really badly and instead, like, go do the thing you were going to do originally that I came to you to do. And you can go to Westeros. And she's like, well, didn't my brother marry a woman he didn't like very much? And Barristan's like, yeah, and it was great, and it went really well.
Yeah.
There was no problems.
And then your parents also, your dad and your aunt, who got married, didn't like each other
For various reasons, and that was a very bad marriage that I did not enjoy.
And there was a prophecy involved.
There was a prophecy involved, so they had to do it because of your, because like a woods witch came and said some stuff. And Danny's like, wow. Oh, my family.
Danny's mother was in a prophecy involved.
My family's really been the same my entire life. Even they had like weird women talking to them and being like, don't do this thing.
Wait, that happened to me? Oh my
God. Maybe the Targaryen should stop listening to like random spooky ladies.
To woods witches?
Maybe you should just make decisions based on like logic. I don't know.
No.
Yeah, you know, Varys did all that shit to, like, manipulate the system in King's Landing, but he could have just put on a little costume and said he was
like,
a witch.
Send, like, one, dress up one of his, like,
the prophecy says you have to pay Varys double this week.
And how do you know he's not already doing that? Like,
yeah.
I think he might be the Woods Witch.
That's a great bit, because obviously we know this Woods Witch. They're like, oh yeah, Jenny of Oldstones brought her. Uh-huh. And then Danny's like, oh, what happened to her? And he's like,
oh, she's definitely dead.
It was Zamahul. You remember that one?
Yeah, if you're asking about anyone from that era, what happened to them? Zamahul.
Yeah, she was at 9/11.
Why aren't they around anymore? Yeah. She's like, wow. Yeah, they were there too.
He was my granddad. Granddad. My granddad was a cool guy who made really good decisions based on normal things like burning Zamahul to the ground and forcing his kids to marry each other.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I like that.
I think it's
interesting. Barristan is like,
Egg is so cancelled. Yeah.
He's like, Rhaegar and Elia, you know, they got along.
They made it work.
You liked her in the way that you can like a cat.
Yeah, their marriage was great, and there definitely wasn't a war that like started horribly because of anything that Rhaegar did.
No. He was fond of her, but your father, he was not fond of your mother.
And Danny's like, well, my marriage will be fine, I think. And he's like, can we just leave? And she's like, no,
what if I told you there was a hot guy here? How would your marriage be doing now?
We had like a whole thing going on.
Let me just get one breast out.
It's good that Dario wasn't here earlier, because I would have been like, I can't talk to his act. I've got to, like, look at the sexy man.
Yeah.
So she gets her...
Where's my hottie?
She gets her fucking maid slaves to come and
her
make her look sexy. She goes, I need you to make me look sexy. And they're like, that's so cool, Daenerys.
You know, they're her girlies, so they're all like, yeah, go girl, slay, let it up.
One
to
out.
She needs to, the left breast out.
Left?
Although she doesn't actually do that.
For Dario's delight.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I gotta get my tit out. No. Let's be serious here. I'll wear the lion pelt.
Give me the linen gown with the pearls and the lion's pelt, because I need to remember my dead rapist husband.
Yeah.
My dead rapist husband, who I miss every day.
I can still hear his voice when I try to bring him back using blood magic. Dario appears. He looks insane.
He has new hair colors.
He's sitting on a bench in the moonlight, pretty sexy.
Yeah, he has a purple beard now.
It's like purple and yellow or something.
Yeah,
like
his mustache is gold.
And yellow hair. Yeah.
Well, it says mustachios, so he has several of them.
His mustachios,
I guess,
is gold.
Like just left and right.
I guess
like his long curls.
Like mustache is like the one that's like
his hair is like purple angles.
Purple angles,
but it's not explained.
Yeah. I think it's half.
It's not explained
parts,
how.
Yeah.
He's saying go Vikings. Yeah,
go Vikings.
Is it like half? Is it half and half, or is it like highlights? It's like purple with gold.
I feel like
I think it's half and half, but it could be some nasty tips.
No, I think it's like some highlights situation.
The purple,
like, I don't think it's like symmetrical or something.
I think it's symmetrical.
No, I think he has like streaks.
Yeah.
That's like
I think it's highlights.
Style.
Like highlights. Yeah.
He's like, oh, hey, you're sexy. Say sexy lady. And she's like, when other people call me sexy lady, it doesn't work. But when Dario does it, gets me hot.
Yeah. Here, eat the fruit.
And he's like, you're so cruel. You sent me away from you, and that was really mean. And you haven't talked to me, even though I've been here for like half an hour. And she's like, oh, sorry, I didn't know you were here.
I've just been sitting around on my phone waiting.
Yeah. And she's like, I needed to like ask counsel and some stuff. And he's like, I have one need, and it's to have sex with you. And she's like, wow, that's so hot.
Wow. I wish that
She's like, do you want food? You need food? And he's
I
I'm hungry. Dicky,
right?
I only need to eat for sex.
Yeah.
She's like, wow, this is working on me. Have a pear. And he's like, okay,
I'm not going to
eat it in a sexy way.
He eats it the horniest
like
way
really
possible.
Messy.
He's just like, he's like licking up the pear juice.
Yeah.
Like a horrible...
He like spreads it open with two...
You know those TikTok men who do like the sexy bread making or whatever it is? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, wasn't that in like Scarface where he's like, "Yeah, you gotta show them how you can eat them. Like, you gotta show how flexible your tongue is."
That's in like "Woman in Love," the Ken Russell movie, where the guy's
Scarface.
Like, "The correct way to eat a fig is like this." Films with perverts, I love him. And she's like, damn, he's so sexy and his face is covered in juice, that's so hot, but I must not give in to my baser needs. And then they talk about like the fight, and they lost some guys but they gained some guys, and Danny's like, oh, maybe you should kill them,
some guy man.
She's like, can you trust them? And he's like, well, I don't know, I'll kill them if you want me to. He's like, please stop saying that you'll kill people. And then they talk about food, and then, you know, they're flirting. They talk about the dragon.
You know, dogs can tell the taste of a liar.
Yeah. The dragons are like, they're making people scared. And she still doesn't know where Drogon is. He's out there somewhere.
She's like, there's a blockade. And they're like, and he's like, you have dragons. Make the blockade.
She's like,
go away.
I don't want to, though. And this is like Barristan on one shoulder. And Dario on the other shoulder.
Yeah.
And Barristan's like, give up on this place. It's fine. Whatever. Yeah. Let's go home and deal with that. And Dario's like, you should stay here and be like a bloodthirsty conqueror like you were kind of doing before. Yeah. And she's like, I can't do either of these options. I must
just
do
like,
the middle choice badly.
I'm just gonna do the worst one. Yeah.
Like, either of those would be better than nothing.
She's like, no, like, I'm going to compromise.
Don't play Sivas. You can't hold your dragon back. That's going to make you rude.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to hold my dragons back because they're doing too much murder, even though that's what dragons do.
They made a door hot and everyone got scared.
She's like, oh, my enemies keep killing people, the Sons of the Harpy, they're doing all this shit. And he's like, then why haven't you killed all the guys who are like the head guys? And she
those guys right there, the five guys on top of the pyramid,
the ones who keep going and be like, we're going to kill you.
Kill them.
And she's like,
I know their names. I'm telling them to you right now. She's like, ooh, I'm so mad, but can't we vote them out? can't we push them left
if I marry his
Yeah, let's put in some Supreme Court justices.
Yeah, she's like, it's fine.
Let's expand the court.
And she's like, no, you see, I'm going to marry this guy. And he's like, why don't you marry me and then we can have hot, nasty sex? And she's like, no, don't want that.
We can have children with purple and gold hair.
Yeah.
That works,
She's like, oh, but he's going to kill the guys. He's going to stop the guys killing my guys in 90 days. And he's like, I could do it really quickly if I killed those guys that are doing the killing. And she's...
I know the guys. It's those guys right there. She's like,
kill every guy.
They're innocent until proven guilty. We don't have enough evidence to convict
them. Yeah, she's like, I would never be that vicious. Those guys I put on those crucifixes and stuff, that was normal. I can't kill...
They deserved it.
They were lower ranking. These guys, they're pretty posh. I can't kill those guys.
They live in pyramids. It's hard to get
into. Yeah, like, once we tried to get into one, the others would be alerted, and that would be pretty bad.
Well,
and he's like, well, what if you had a wedding and got them all to hang out, and then you murdered them?
Listen,
like,
be a good one.
Something from Westeros. Check this out.
Yeah, they love that shit.
And she's like, I could never do that. That's so evil.
No.
Do they have guest right here?
I don't know. I think so.
It's not even illegal. They don't have guest right. Yeah.
No. Well, they killed her and they killed her envoys, don't give them salt. So I guess not.
Yeah,
exactly.
So she's like, I couldn't do that. That would be evil, unlike anything else. and he's like, well, what do you...
I can't kill the upper class. That would be evil. Yeah.
And then he's like, what? So you're going to marry Hisdar and become one of those queens who just like has children all the time and doesn't do anything? And she's like, that's so rude. I need you to
get the fuck out of my office
right now.
I would never have babies.
Infertile. And so Daddy gets...
Thanks for reminding me, Dario.
Daddy gets Barristan.
If Viserys were here, you would be dead.
Daddy gets Barristan is like, send him away. I hate him.
All his guys like just got here. They're like, oh, I'm so tired.
No.
Oh, Danny says we have to go again.
Let him go.
She's like, now, where is my handmaiden who has sex with me on command but isn't my slave?
She's not my sex slave. She's just my hot friend.
She likes it.
So
this fucking shit again. I swear to God, like, every time Eerie or Jiqui show up and it's still not clear which one is which, other than one of them has bigger tits.
One of them's the sex one, and that's Eerie.
Every time one of them is here, and it's like they have no character, like my stock in George R. R. Martin being a good writer is sinking.
You know what's so funny is every single time she's summoned this woman to have sex with her, she's like, ah, I can't finish. Wouldn't you be annoyed if that were you? Like, oh, fuck, she woke me up in the middle of the night to finger her for 30 minutes and then leave. Doesn't even work.
Maybe I'm gay now.
She pushes me out of bed.
Like, I'm a bit gay now, maybe. I don't know.
Just buy her a dildo. Like,
yeah. Jack off. She doesn't know how.
Just fucking glue a mustache on a dildo and be done with it.
I think Eerie could do it. I think this is unrealistic. Yeah. I think Eerie could, like, jack her off. I think it would work.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, Danny's...
No,
Danny's
just... Danny just refuses to come. Like...
She's like,
Danny's like thinking about
she's
her dead brother.
Yeah. Female semen retention. Yeah.
She's like,
she's thinking about like Khal Drogo raping her, and she's like, well, this doesn't work.
Damn, why isn't this getting me off? This is weird. Because he was my husband that I loved. Yeah.
And
for some reason, I'm not
loved
coming.
Him.
I mean,
it must be Eerie's fault. Get out of here.
She's
Eerie.
Even thinking about, like, when she's thinking about Dario having sex with her, she's still like, oh, he wouldn't stop if I told him not to, and if I cried, and if it hurt. That would be so hot, wouldn't it?
I must re-traumatize myself. Please re-traumatize myself. And she's like, damn, I'm just like Drogon. There's blood on my hands. Not enough, Danny. Kill more guys.
Yeah. And the monster, actually.
Not enough, Danny. Finger yourself on your period.
While she's being fingered, she says, "You would make a monster out of me. A butcher queen. But actually, I'm not so different from Dario. We are both monsters. But I'm not going to do that." Like, if they're both monsters, just do the killing. Like, if you're like,
right,
you're just
the same
as Dario. Or
you
you're
already
not,
did
like,
it back in whatever first city.
You can't be
come
like
on, yeah.
You can't be like, oh, he's just like me for real while you're not like that. Like
while you're like crying.
Yeah.
These are my favorite child hostages.
Yeah, like watching them watching the Sopranos and like crying in my bed that I'm just like Tony.
But, I mean, I guess
because
this
because I was also thinking about maybe I could beat up some guys.
I guess this is like the point of her character arc in this book, which I guess because I'm trying to claw something out of this character arc, which is that she wants,
please, George, and
she
arc.
Wants well, to like liberate that... people, but she's also being a terrible conqueror, but also is too soft-hearted to like actually do it properly in a way that would be effective. So instead, she's sort of like
it is really becoming a condemnation of liberation.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna free the slaves, but I like don't want to punish too many people.
Maybe
that's
why all the like.
But it is what it is.
Maybe that's why all the like lib like child
all
sex defender like A Song of Ice and Fire YouTubers are like, oh, Danny is the greatest character
the
of all time
because they're like, wow,
and
her
also,
liberal policies are really effective.
Yeah, and also all those Targaryens were.
I also wouldn't make a choice in that situation.
And all those Targaryens were
just
right
just
to have sex with children, also because it was true love.
Yeah,
and they were siblings.
Yeah, Dario would be right to have sex with Danny because it's true love.
Yeah, I think it in that way. It's like I wish we could move on from this plot line because it is just the same thing as last time where they had another guy come visit her who was like, we can go to Westeros and that would make us all very happy, and she was like,
no, we can't go to Westeros.
I think we're like it's about like a third of the way through with Danny chapters in this book.
Danny X is famously the last one.
Spoiler,
yeah.
She will not get to Westeros in this book.
She is not
maybe she will.
Getting to Westeros. Her ass is not getting to Westeros in this book.
No.
And she will not.
Yeah, this was Danny
4,
and there's 10 Danny's.
Yes. How are there 6 more?
There's 6 more.
Well, we gotta figure out. We gotta solve who the Sons of the High are.
I remember 2 of them.
I can remember.
There's one where she's
the last
the
one.
Last 2.
I can remember the ones. Oh, I can remember the Quentin one, I guess.
Quentin is from her perspective. Okay.
Yeah, Quentin Tarantino. Yeah.
Which is quite funny, the Quentin thing, because he's literally doing what Tyrion was telling Aegon.
Yeah, he's
not,
like doing
not to
the
do,
thing,
which is that being like a little prince boy and going up to her and being like, I have nothing to offer you, but we should get married.
Don't be a little prince boy.
She is literally.
I have a paper
Quentin
says we're to be wed.
Quentin should have gone and fucked up Cersei instead.
That would have been good. I think it is funny that there are so many people trying to get Danny to marry them for like all of the books.
Yeah.
It's like, who will Danny marry? It's a Harry's anime.
I mean, this is a good point.
It's
gonna
be Victorian spoilers.
Yeah,
of course. No, this is a good point to bring back the famous question: what if Danny was Cersei? Because Cersei also famously was supposed to marry a lot of people.
Yeah.
And then
dealt
with it in her own way.
I mean,
that was like the most sympathetic Cersei moment of all time when Tywin is like, here's who you'll be marrying. And she's like, fuck no, I'm not.
Like all the times. Like originally when he was like, oh, you're going to marry Rhaegar and it's going to be really like, he's beautiful and he's a little prince boy with a harp. And she was like, fuck yeah. And then he's like, actually, you're marrying Robert Baratheon. And she's like, oh, okay.
Well, he's pretty hot still.
I think, like, first of all, if Cersei was doing the things that Dany is doing, first thing, those children are fucking dead.
Cersei on accident would do a better job in that situation because she would just kill the guys she doesn't like.
Oh, yeah.
She would love her, like, torturer.
Well, if they were in opposite positions.
Oh, yeah, that would be her new.
If they were in opposite
hybrid.
Positions, they would do a better job because, like, Cersei is set up to be, like, to do terrible conquering stuff.
Oh, maybe this is the tragedy.
Yeah, so she would be like, she'd be really paranoid. She'd be like, I'm not going to trust any of these guys.
That's not bad queens. That's just queens.
She'd
in
be
the
like, I'm
going
to kill all of these guys. And she'd be right to. And Danny would be like, oh, I'm going to make everyone love me and I'm going to be really nice and sort of like do all this stuff in King's Landing. And then that would be the right thing to do in King's Landing.
I'm going to befriend Margaery.
Yeah. Yeah. That's I'm going to look after the people and then they won't want to kill me all the time. And like, that would be a good idea, you know, giving them bread and whatever. But
Cersei having the dragons is like a very powerful idea.
If Cersei had the dragons, she would kill everyone immediately.
Yeah.
Cersei would not be putting them in a
like, she would just
cave.
Burn down the entire pyramid.
They'd be like,
the guys
they'd be like, oh, the dragons killed a child. And she'd be like, well, what did the child say? Did the child have it coming?
Did we check the child's vibes?
Bad vibes? Is
Are you sure
child?
It was a child and not a very small man who is my brother?
Yeah. Like, Cersei's killed children before. She killed, like, as many of Robert's bastards as she could kill, right?
Yeah, and they were delicious.
Yeah. She,
you know, if you think about it, Cersei's kind of the series' first cannibal.
Yeah.
Because she ate all those kids.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, I think, like... I think that Cersei would do a better job, which is so funny because she's so bad. I mean, she would still end up getting fucked. Because she
would trick her with
flowers. She would have sex with Dario immediately.
Slaves.
Yes.
Yeah. No, she would like, oh, never leave me. And then like 10 minutes later, or like next chapter, she like needs a tiny, tiny favor from him.
Boats.
And like, yeah.
Yeah. Dario, what you have to do is have sex with like his dad's daughter.
With the harpy.
No. Dario would like.
She'd have
like
sex with all of the harpies until she found the one who was the son of the harpy.
Dario would have his like sexy lady things on the sword remade to look like Cersei, or she would just
think it
looks like her and like be totally like, yeah, this guy, my main guy, right. I can trust him with everything.
Yeah, because otherwise she'd be like, do you think you're. Swords are sexier than I am. I just have them melted down.
Why I call this one Sweet Cersei and this one Lady Lannister.
Yeah.
So don't even worry about
cool.
it. All right. Great chapters that we really liked.
Yeah, good job. Thanks, George.
Does anyone have any questions about these chapters?
Yes, we have questions. We have questions.
Just asking if there's any questions we could help people with.
Yes.
To understand.
From listeners, like, if you're like, if the question is, do we want to go to West End for free to see?
That's my question.
Yes.
To see
yes.
The Iron Throne, the title of the play. Like, if that is
that the title of the play?
Yeah, that's what George said, that they're going to call it The Iron Throne until they've come up with a better
title. Yeah, it's the
working title. Yeah. But yeah, if...
They're, like, trying to name it something that makes it clear that it's a Game of Thrones, but is not that title.
If you're, like, a West End booking agency, you know, if that is your question, like, don't hesitate to ask.
Yeah.
All right. First question coming in from Lucia, who wants to know, okay, but who is the harpy for real?
Those guys!
It's Janos.
I think
admitted it.
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah.
Oh my god, they admitted it.
I mean, it's just
genuinely,
all the
if you want the answer
together.
I have a great tip. Read the first two words of this chapter, and you will find your answer.
What are the first two words of this
chapter? Oh, okay, I know it now.
I think it's one of the children, actually.
Oh yeah, it's one of her sweet.
It's Quezza.
Galazza Galabla.
No, you revealed the secret.
Yeah, like they're all fucking the sons of the Harpy, obviously. Like what none of them are not the sons of the Harpy.
I love the idea of like the Harpy being like a child, like an evil, like one of the hostage children being like an evil mastermind.
They're orchestrating it all.
Yeah. It's not a child, it's another like just a small guy.
If Dany had killed Quezza, she would have solved the whole Sons of the Harpy situation, but the Harpy was hiding right under her nose.
Yeah, that's why Galazza was so like relieved when she didn't kill the child hostages. She's like, we're not the murder child.
All right, are there any more questions?
Yeah, second one coming in from Fool Errant on Twitter, fan of the show Rowan. If George was to kill off Tyrion, how do you reckon he'd do it and why? Would it make sense thematically for his character arc?
There was another question in the Discord that was going in a similar direction.
I mean, there was a very long discussion in the Discord.
Yeah, yeah. It was right after you posted
it. I'll see if I can find it. Meanwhile,
it was mostly like kind of nonsense.
But the question was, do you believe that George is capable of killing Tyrion?
Well, I think so.
Obviously,
yeah, he did it.
Yeah,
it would be like it's very exciting to kill a character.
Yeah.
Does anyone understand this?
It's kind of metagaming the whole thing. But I think if George planned to kill Tyrion, they would have done it in the TV show because it would have been the most shocking thing ever.
Yeah.
No, I think those guys liked Tyrion too much to kill him.
Yeah, I think George liking Tyrion doesn't mean that he wouldn't kill him if he thought it was right.
Dramatically satisfying.
Killing a character is the conclusion of the arc.
Yeah.
It can be a very satisfying thing to do, honestly, to conclude the arc like that.
Don't see what would protect Tyrion is at a very low, and we gotta see how low he can get. Mm. Right?
Yeah.
I feel like, for him specifically.
I feel like he's at his lowest at this point. Mm. I think that this is his story arc after he's kidnapped by Jorah. He gets more humiliated. Mm. And he's like, I want to die. All I care about is dying. I love to die. I wish I could find my ex-girlfriend who I raped.
He cannot die currently because he has a death wish and because he is
That would be too
so low. He has to die at a point where he's like, oh, we're so bad.
Yeah.
I mean, he has to be he has to die probably for a meaningful reason. Believing in something, I guess, in order to, I don't know, out of true, real love for a woman, I guess.
I don't know what would be a fitting conclusion for him.
I think the irony would be
if he is the surviving Lannister and all the thing that Tywin was trying to prevent.
Him inheriting the Lannister titles, I guess, is the most. For Tywin, it's the most fuck you thing that could happen.
And him wanting it at this point, maybe.
Yeah, it has to be really
have to do it.
It has to be tainted.
Maybe he inherits the Lannister line, but then he voluntarily I don't know if Tyrion would actually do this, but he goes to takes the black or something, so his line ends with him.
Yeah, him going to the wall would be fitting.
They just have to cut his dick off.
So
he's cutting his dick off.
The Lannister's main line dies out, so Tywin's taint can't continue, basically.
Yeah.
Tywin's taint.
Of the funeral.
We cannot let Tywin's taint continue.
We do not. No more from Tywin's taint. But that would have to be Tyrion overcoming the fact that he loves to have horrible sex that makes him feel bad.
Yeah.
Mm.
Impossible. Challenge level impossible.
I mean, maybe I don't know. I feel like Tyrion either has to have a moment of, I wouldn't say redemption, but doing a meaningful sacrifice or something.
Caring about other people.
Yeah.
Which he does.
It could be a quasi-heroic, not heroic death, but a death of saving, I don't know, one of the Stark kids or whatever, coming around to the good side in his dying moment.
Maybe he has to save Sansa because she's his
I
wife.
Think that could be a possibility. Either that or the opposite, just completely go evil.
What if he becomes a maester? That's how the line ends. Uh-huh. He likes reading and history and shit like that. Yeah.
He could be one of those cool new maesters that fucks that the TV show invented.
Yeah,
he writes the world book.
I feel like he does have to. He is gonna write the fucking Song of Ice and Fire or some shit. I don't know. He's gonna be
He's gonna become Marwyn.
Not necessarily that, but he writes
he writes history
about his travels and
Because Marwyn's gonna die, so maybe he'll like pass his legacy on to Tyrion.
Oh yeah, the Maester of Magic.
Magical Maester. Candles, something.
Could be, yeah, because he was very odd. That's all.
Or maybe, maybe he like gives up his, I don't know, maybe he does go traveling. He like gives up his titles and then goes to Shai or something. You can go there.
He gets the Arya ending from the show and sails to the west.
Oh yeah, he wants to go to Valyria, like his uncle, his cool uncle that disappeared.
Yeah, he's trying to find the Lannister.
He has to go
Valyrian
find the
sword.
Well, because his like his ultimate dream when he's a kid was to like have dragons and to ride dragons, right? So that's gonna happen probably. Or like something, maybe in a horrible way. Like he's, I don't know, he rides a dragon at some point, probably, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe like he rides it against his will.
I think he can't become evil because that's the thing he says he wants to do. When he's like being sick of.
No, he
so
can't become Joker 5, I think.
I mean, I think he's already like kind of evil. He's just like, I don't think he's going to get more evil because he doesn't
have.
Yeah, I don't think he'll like become so
He doesn't have the willpower to be
evil. It's going to be interesting to see how, like, if he's like. I mean, he could like. Think he's doing the right thing, but like if he's supporting Danny, maybe that like is not that much of a right thing, right?
I guess in the show it's him who like persuades John to kill Danny, right?
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna happen.
Yeah, first they came for the slaves or whatever.
Yeah, like...
No, he's not gonna vote for them.
I don't think he's gonna make a speech about how we should establish democracy.
I don't think he's gonna become like Danny's advisor, a kid in the show. I don't think that really.
I don't know.
Becomes a thing.
Maybe not.
That's where he is. He's like going to Danny.
Yeah.
And she's got dragons. I don't know.
She's got three of them. Yeah, three.
I feel like it is going to have him. Maybe not being like, not in the way the show happens, but I feel like it would have him being one of her like weird guys. Maybe
it's gonna be way more him manipulating her to like do what he wants to happen in Westeros.
I'd be interested to see how that would work.
Because
she is frequently manipulated by people, but like I don't know, with varying degrees of. I guess she's
He's gonna be the new Jorah.
Jorah's gonna be the new.
It would be
dead
good.
Guy.
Jorah's gonna die.
I think Jorah will die before.
Oh, Jorah is so dead. Yeah.
I think maybe he'll see her one last time, but then die immediately.
Yeah, it's so over.
Yeah, I mean, he sees her and then like immediately nuts in his pants, and that kills him.
It's his last nut.
Like that video.
Not that.
Yeah, I saw the video.
that's dating this episode, but it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
What are they talking about?
Oh, you didn't see the
video? Twerking competition.
I don't think I've seen it either.
No.
Oh, wait, you didn't see it.
Yeah, there's a twerking competition.
Like, here, no, I can
where,
find
like,
it.
A woman is twerking.
No, spoil it. Don't spoil it, Chaz. I can find it.
Well, we'll look at it after the episode, I guess.
Yeah.
That's all the questions.
Yeah, I don't think George has like troubles with killing any of his characters. Yeah. Like you said, the Red Wedding was very hard to write. Mm.
Yeah.
Like I get that, but I think someone like Tyrion, like I think he would be, he's like rubbing his hands to give him like a cool death.
Yeah, there are ways to make it fit his arc, I guess, but I don't think it's gonna happen.
Yeah, I think Tyrion's arc could be interesting in Winds and Dream. I really doubt
it
how
has to be like
how the Dany stuff can come around being good, but who knows?
I mean, I think once. Yeah. I don't know, it's hard because of Dany's character and how it is at the moment.
Yeah.
But I feel like if she was in Westeros, then he would have, it would be more directed and it would be more interesting at least. So, I don't know. I like to think it'll be better. And I mean, like the conclusion of this book, we'll get to it, but it's like, indicates she'll at some point go to Westeros, I think.
No, she's got. I am.
She has to.
I am so certain that she's like going towards Westeros in the Winds of Winter, even if she doesn't arrive there.
She better fucking arrive then.
Yeah, if the Winds of Winter comes out and by the end of the book she's still in fucking wherever she is now,
She's gonna be in Roland.
I'm gonna fucking kill myself on podcast.
Our second most listened to episode after Naruto from my wife.
Okay, I said this joke before on another podcast where I'm just like trying to do the network shit of like the movie network of like jack our numbers by threatening suicide on podcast so everyone tunes in to see if I killed myself already.
That's a great movie.
It's a great strategy.
All right.
Mad as hell.
Is that all the questions?
I believe so.
That's all the questions, yeah.
All right, so we'll go on to the next segment.
Like an orange. Like,
let's see.
Would your boyfriend peel an orange for you?
Yeah. Daria would not peel an orange for Danny. But he would eat it in a crazy way.
I think he would. I think he'd peel an orange.
All right. Chaz, you're first.
Ooh. What have I been up to? That's a good question.
It's a great question.
What did I say last time? It's only been a week since we last recorded.
Some movie.
Did I say Mishima last time? I did say Mishima.
You did recommend Mishima at one point, yeah.
Yeah. I watched a movie called Chungking Express.
Oh, okay.
I've seen that one.
And it was pretty fun. Pretty fun. Getting into those ones. And I think it's good. Well, you should watch movies. As my recommendation, go to the cinema and just pick one out.
Watch any movie.
Watch it. Doesn't even matter what.
Oh,
it
did
is.
You see it in the cinema?
No, not this one. But I did have like a week of just like watching new films, and it felt really good at the end. I've been away
there's,
all this
there's
week.
There's still nothing out here.
What I don't recommend is talking to your colleagues. I spent like a day in Manchester with my colleagues who I hadn't met before, and then I had to start a new job the next day and like meet a bunch of new colleagues who I'd never met before, and I was so exhausted from all the small talk that I sat in a Costa coffee just staring at my panini being like, but the singular of panini is panino. Why do they call it a panini? But it should be a panino. And then I had like four coffees and I felt crazy. So I recommend watching movies and not talking to people.
Okay, yeah. Perfect.
That's a deal. Right,
next is going to be Janos.
It's me.
That's you.
I guess I just watched A Night at the Opera.
Ooh.
It's kind of an older movie. It features the Marx brothers.
Opera very similar to theater, if you think about it.
It is. They do the finale does take place in the theater, and that's very funny. It's great if you like the Marx Brothers. I think it's known as one of their best. I loved those movies as a kid. I was just like laughing my ass off watching them, and now I don't remember which ones I have actually seen as a kid or which ones not, but I'm pretty sure I've seen this for the first time. It's just really good funny bits. The thing about the Marx Brothers is that when the Marx Brothers are on screen, it's always a great time. Sometimes there's sequences when they're not on screen and there's like some other plot stuff happening, then it gets a bit boring, but then when the hijinks start up again, then it's good again. Like they just do this, like the thing that makes them so like unique to me is that they have this comedic formula of we're gonna keep acting in a way that is like completely irrational, makes no sense why I'm doing this, and then I'm gonna immediately blame someone else for why I'm acting weird.
That's what I do.
Like it's just a lot of wacky behavior, good physical comedy, good spoken comedy, and I think it holds up. Those movies hold up a lot better than a lot of other like older comedies. That's it for me.
What did I recommend last time? Does anyone remember?
What?
What did I recommend last time?
I don't know.
I don't know.
2 weeks ago you did Taskmaster, but I don't even know what you did last time.
It must have been a movie, right?
Yeah. Oh, you watched a bunch of movies. Yeah, you watched Maestro, but I don't think you recommended that.
I didn't recommend Maestro. It was pretty good. I could recommend Maestro.
Well, we don't want to. You don't want to recommend it twice in the end.
No, that's true. Be embarrassing. Yeah.
I hate to be embarrassed.
It would be embarrassing.
I
don't think
You might. Or well, that was. It was either that or the Fincher one that you watched.
I think you recommended a Fincher thing.
I recommended Mank last time? Did I really?
No, I don't think you recommended Mank. That sounds... That
doesn't
sound right.
Like you.
I might be about to.
No!
Watch out.
Don't recommend Mank.
You don't want me to recommend Mank? I gave it 4 stars.
I saw.
I thought it was pretty good.
I haven't seen it.
Do you not believe in me?
Recommend Maestro instead, then.
Okay, I'll recommend Maestro
this
instead.
Is real. This is real.
This is a film by Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, I know it.
It's going to be nominated for the Academy Award.
Yeah, I want
to
see it.
So you better watch it.
Fake award.
Mickey Mouse
Fake
award.
Ass.
I found it to be quite a good film. I don't really know why people didn't like it.
I didn't know.
There was the whole thing
I thought
about
people liked
yeah.
it.
I've had I
a
think
lot
a lot
of people were
don't
like
enjoy it.
It's too schmaltzy, or like why is Bradley Cooper playing a Jewish man, or like
I think it was the I think it was the nose.
Yeah, the nose thing is like it looks really good. Like weirdly, like the facial prosthetics that he wears throughout the film, including to when he's playing an old guy and he has like old prosthetics, they look really, really good. Mm-hmm. Like it's so realistic looking that it's not distracting. And also Leonard Bernstein's kids said his nose looked exactly like that, and they liked that Bradley Cooper was wearing a nose like that, so you can't be mad, actually.
Kay, you know who has enjoyed Maestro? Paul Schrader.
Oh, okay.
Says liked it.
I love that.
Well,
I love
I guess
that
I'm
guy.
In great company.
Did you see that? Did you see his Facebook?
Well, I thought
Did
it was
see
a
his
good
Facebook
film.
Post where he took Ambien halfway through?
Yeah.
Okay.
In my opinion, if you watched Oppenheimer and liked it, you have to watch Maestro as well. It's actually the law. Because Oppenheimer is about what if
yeah,
a wife
he says,
was crazy?
Paul Schrader said, Maestro is excellent. I like Bradley's juxtaposition of reserved master shot directing style with an exuberant personal performance. There's a bunch of typos in there. So. He didn't like the makeup, though.
I thought it looked really good. There's one part where he's, like, old, and he has, like, the old man, like, sagging neck thing.
Uh-huh.
And it looks, like, perfect. And you can, like it doesn't look
perfect
CGI.
Old man
it doesn't look fake. It looks like it's his fucking neck. It looks really good. And he, like, moves his head around, and it moves realistically. It's impressive. If they could nominate it for, like, Academy Award for makeup, I think that
I
they
think
should
I think there
it.
Is an Academy Award for makeup.
Well, yeah, nominate it.
Yeah,
give
yeah,
it to
there
him,
is one.
Because they made that neck look really good. So I thought the movie was good, and
it's probably gonna be nominated for a bunch of Oscars because it's that type of movie.
I mean, that's what he made it for, I think.
Yeah.
Well, he made it because he loves this fucking guy and he's obsessed with him. Actually,
yeah, it's
he's like I've been obsessed with Leonard Bernstein and his music.
He's
just like Ta.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you know who else loves Leonard Bernstein?
It's Ta. She loves it.
Yeah, there's a lot of jokes about, Lydia Tarr is in this film.
Yeah, I can't wait.
She's not, unfortunately, but you can imagine that she's...
What
yeah,
does,
I mean,
what does
I,
Lydia
like...
Tarr think about this film? She's like, you should have had me play.
Oh,
she's play
raging
this,
mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know she's angry.
God, Tarr is so good.
I think...
Tarr is better than Maestro, but Maestro is still good. Okay, Brad, bring us home. So.
What did I do? I started watching Star Trek Deep Space Nine recently.
I heard of it.
Just because someone on Hinge recommended it. Like texting. I'm like 10 episodes in and I really like it so far. It's funny when people today say like, oh, they're putting all the politics in like everyday media.
Star Trek's woke now.
It was always woke.
And then you watch... This that started at I think late 80s. It's basically early 90s.
No, I think that's later.
And
because
like,
TNG was 80s, I think.
Yeah, it's 90s.
The first
I think.
Show was in the 60s, right?
Yeah. Yes. No, but DS9 is the latest of the TV series, I think, even.
Yeah, 93 to 99. Was DS9.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It was that and then Voyager and Enterprise, like all the bad ones.
Okay. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, but it's about like colonization and like so much politics going on all the time. Like,
well, yeah, Star Trek has always been woke. That's
it's
like
meant
the whole
to be
thing.
Yeah,
yeah, this whole
they
thing.
Had, like
they
the first interracial kiss on television.
Yeah, they were like,
right?
what if American and a Russian were friends?
Yeah. there's a trans character in this one, basically.
I mean, Gene Roddenberry was like a communist, like the creator of Star Trek, but the guy who played Kirk is like a reactionary, so now he's pretending like it was never. Well, whatever.
They made it work after
it wasn't gay. Yeah. It was never gay.
I mean, to be fair, I watched like occasionally, like caught one of the like from other series, like caught an episode on TV when I was like a teen, and watched it and like didn't understand or like pay attention to the politics. So that's maybe why people think it's that way, because when you watch it as a kid or as a teenager, that's just what you take from it.
Yeah,
it's just, they have a cool, like, spaceship fight, but, like, why they have to fight
robot
going on in the background.
And the meaning is,
literally.
My mom likes to say, as a kid, she and her sister loved watching Star Trek together, and she had a crush on Kirk, and her sister had
that's
a crush
so
on
those are the two types of women.
Yeah. Remember my sister once told me she watched a lot of MacGyver just because she had a crush on the guy.
Oh, I want him to solve my trap or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope he invents something to... whatever. I don't know. What does he do?
He doesn't invent. He just fixes stuff with, like, his Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, he can fix my trap or whatever.
Yeah, he can fix my leaky hose or whatever. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
that's all of that.
Star Trek, pretty good, I think. Right. I heard that it only like really pops off in like season 3 or 4. So
yeah, but DS9 is the one that like all the real Star Trek fans say is the best one. So. Mm.
Yeah, because I think that it has like characters from the like, 2 or 3 of the previous.
Yeah, it's, ones, I think and, like, it spins together out of an episode of TNG, but
I think that the setup is really cool. That they're like kind of like on the outside of like the frontier at like a planet that recently changed like who they are colonized by or something, or like just escaped colonization and are now like kind of under the administration of the whatever Federation.
Yeah.
You know, totally unpolitical.
It came out around the time when people were they decided that we're gonna make TV shows good now instead of bad.
Yeah, it's the golden age, baby.
Yeah, it's like it's like right before prestige TV started, basically.
Yeah.
And they also
like,
tried something
the first
different.
Picard is in the first episode. He's like kind of the bad guy in that one.
No.
Picard was kind of nasty?
Yeah, he was a baddie.
Like him and the
that's most evil thing you can be.
Kind of have.
I mean, Frakes is Jonathan Frakes has the most like evil vibes to me.
Yeah, he's got a big beard.
Riker.
Okay.
Opposite of being bald, I guess.
Right. You can only have
ready
one.
To move on.
Yeah, impossible to be bald and have a beard. Yeah.
We've never heard of this sort of thing.
It's confusing vibes.
Like,
I know.
What's the top? What's
am
the bottom?
Am I evil? Or am I not?
Is your head upside down? What's going on here? All right. Next time, we will be reading.
Oh, this is exciting. I looked at the next chapters.
Yeah.
What are we reading?
You
guys.
The Lost Lord.
Ooh.
It's like
that
some sexy gay guy.
Okay, but I'm sure the one after that is gonna be normal.
The wind.
What?
What?
I don't know who that is.
What the fuck, George? These aren't names.
George is crazy.
They are
that's not even
getting
a guy.
Blown
that's like
by
an
the
adjective.
Wind.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, maybe it's Bob Dylan.
I remember now.
Well, you make sure to tune in to those exciting chapters.
I'm excited to see some new guys.
This is...
Yeah.
What if the windblown was Tyrion?
it's like...
I mean,
the
he's very
Lord,
small, so maybe the
Danny.
Wind can, like, easily carry
him. Yeah, he gets blown away like a little dandelion blossom.
The lost Lord is Jorah, and then the next one is Tyrion. It's the same chapter twice from two different POVs.
This is Tyrion's perspective of what happened. Okay, now yeah. now it's Jory. Now it's Jory's perspective, right. And Jory's just like in the just in the brothel having sex with a Danny lookalike, and then sees Tyrion, and that's the whole chapter.
Yeah. All right. Now it's time for the Jorah segment of the show where we
fuck
say
Jorah. Yeah, fuck the Jorah.
Fuck Tyrion.
Fuck Tyrion. Fuck Tyrion big time, fuck honestly. Tywin. Fuck Danny
fuck
for
Danny.
Her.
Fuck Danny for being
Dario. Fuck Kizdar. Fuck the sons of the harpy.
The shame.
Fuck that child,
fuck
Quezza.
This whole bloodline.
Fuck that Quezza.
Fuck Wait.
She should have
sword.
She should have killed those child hostages.
Fuck those child's hostages. Right. Yeah.
And as always,
crank it with your eyes.
Crank it with your eyes.
All my levens tied is my hair in place. Have I got a cute expression on my face? And my shoes all shine. I'll try keeping line when I'm dancing in the show tonight. Does my shuffle step really look so good? Am I doing it the way you think I should? Would it be a miss if I blew a kiss when I'm dancing in the show tonight?